This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my God, good evening, everybody. As we launch live video coming to you live from the Q Talk America studios in Central Phoenix. Hi, I'm Clayton McKee. As we do this every Tuesday night, except, well, this is the first time we've done it with video. We're going to see how well this goes. I'm not really sure. We've already got technical issues. I'm not sure what they're doing. Standing by with us in studio for any technical problems, because there's a very good chance I'll fuck something up. Joe DeGanzik is here with us, who put most all of this together. And in our cast of thousands, we welcome you to all the listeners and the ships at sea. A woman who says there are many reasons she's lucky to have her wife in her life. Reason number 18, she makes a ridiculously good corned beef, onion, and Swiss cheese sandwich. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Katie June.
Hi, yum, yum.
Another member of our cast, she has CDO, which is just like having OCD, but all the letters are in order. It's Marnie Ryer.
How are you guys doing?
That was fantastic, by the way.
I giggled
for a while.
And rounding out our humble cast, he would like you to pray for him and for whoever's in charge of his lighting tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
With the addition of video to our show, he encourages you all to find a 13-inch black and white TV and watch it from far away. It's Al Perkins.
Marla Hooch, ladies and gentlemen. What a hitter.
Oh, and the shot that's probably going to be one of our favorites throughout the entire show is going to be this shot. You can see all four of us at once. Because God knows you want to.
Well, the Brady Bunch after two of them have died.
It's the story. A lot of them.
Hashtag lucky.
Yeah. Lucky.
Oh, that's right. There was like nine of them. How many fucking people were on that show? Nine.
A lot. This is actually really bad because I can see myself now. I'm watching on screen and I'm fixing my hair.
Oh, no. Where does that happen?
That can happen.
And I might lip gloss.
Now, don't watch on that because we're on a delay. On that, we're 20 seconds.
Clayton, I'm on a delay all the time.
And the crazy thing is that the delay for the audio only is more than the audio video.
Oh, no.
I know. So, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But you can watch us on all kinds of devices now.
So does it not sync up? Or
No.
Tokyo?
No, here's how this works. Here's how this works.
I went for Japan this time.
There's an audio video stream that's paired, that's synchronized and perfect. But then there's the audio only that we were normally on that has a little bit more of a delay for us than this.
Oh, I gotcha. So not sold. They are sold separately.
No, yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my heavens. Well, here we are. We have launched video on the Q Talk America Network right here at 7 o'clock. This is the show with Clayton McKee. We were chosen at random from all of the accurate guesses. I guess I'm not sure what that meant. We drew the short straw, really, is what happened.
That's right. I was just wondering, can you check the chat room to see how many people have already gone away? I'm just wondering.
With the addition of visuals? Yeah.
They may have. Like, I gotta go.
Let's see what we've got going. Well, right now we have seven live listeners in France. Let's hear it for France is on board.
Oui, oui.
Oh, yes. Bonjour.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Sorry.
Bonsoir. Mon ami.
What's the other one that bienvenue that you... What is that?
Bienvenue.
Is that French?
Welcome.
It means good coming.
Good.
Literally. Well, so does welcome, but you know.
There you have it.
Willkommen.
But that's good. God damn. That is... I overshot on that one. That's a little stout.
So it was a good coming?
Yes, it was. I didn't want to leave the little bit that was left in the bottle. I decided to take it all out myself, so... Good There's word. That.
It doesn't go bad. You can leave it in there. It's like aluminum foil. Good for a really long time.
Yes. If you are listening to us and don't know how to get to us live, by God.
Let us tell you.
How would that be possible?
Mom says audio and delay are both coming across. I'm not sure what that means, but I hope you figure it out, Mom.
My God. I just saw us moving.
Remember, you're on a delay on that.
No,
if you are listening to the audio stream live and don't know how to find the video stream...
Good for you.
Well played.
Pray continue.
Well played. Just read.
You can find it on our website, qtalkamerica.com. You can find the links to watch live as we are here in studio.
I have a technical difficulty. I cannot get...
You can't talk.
And I can't get alcohol out of this fucking glass.
Is your straw frozen?
Yeah, well, the bottom is all frozen.
Or is it like two drinks in one?
Yeah. What happened? So I got to pull up a little.
Well,
just the
things you've never heard before.
We're going to leave that alone.
What the hell's going? What are you showing me? 12 viewers. We have 12. Oh, now we have 12 viewers. Oh.
Oh, Christ.
So, wait, so,
oh,
so Joe,
everybody,
I have a question. Are these just listeners?
Correct.
Oh, horse shit. This
so
is,
now we
this
know
is already
we have
delayed.
Different listeners stats. And different viewers.
We're never going to get this all put together.
Strangest. This is a shitstorm. Because I'm sitting here and I'm like, fix your hair. So then I fix my hair. And in a minute, if I keep looking down, I'll fix my hair. In a minute.
Yeah. I would say the way you drink, don't look.
No, at all. I'll be so confused.
I know.
I think so, too.
Because there's a spinning vortex coming soon that you are
Kelly,
familiar with.
Kelly's actually already busting me on the chocolate that I'm eating that I probably shouldn't be. She goes, texting me.
Wait till you start telling stories of your charted past. She'll be really happy.
I know.
Notice
what I'm drinking tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Water.
Fixed my hair.
Who is AB? Who is AB in the chat room? Ophelia.
Hi,
Ophelia Buns out there. Well, hi, Ophelia.
Good morning to you.
Now, you realize what she's doing. Her show is on Monday, so she has a whole 6 days to figure out what she's going to wear for the Monday show when they go live.
Well, I'm seeing myself, and I'm going to say Spanx.
For her or for you?
No, for me.
Okay.
Just in general.
I just want to get a green screen behind me and then wear green. So it's just your floating head.
I actually really want you to do that.
I want to get a green screen and have you stand 4 feet beside me, and we'll go live to Al, and behind you will be the tundra, or you'll be in a winter blizzard somewhere.
I like that.
They got away with that on the Daily Show before somebody got in on the joke.
Yeah. That was pretty fantastic.
All right. Well, as we normally do, we go around the table and we check in with everybody, find out what they've been up to. And I think we will start with the lovely and talented Miss Katie June.
Hi.
Katie.
Sorry, mouthful of chocolate.
Mouthful of chocolate, yes. And they can see you do
well,
that.
Well, they could always hear it before. Now. I know.
I appreciate the scarf on this fine broadcast day.
You know, it was getting a little chillier outside, plus it's cute.
Yeah.
There is a storm of brewing.
Right.
In the form of gay marriage.
Very Stephen King-ish.
Yeah.
It floated up.
What happened?
His ice is coming to the top.
My ice come to the top so I can drink from the bottom.
So I have to share my new obsession, right?
Yes.
So as you well know now, I'm doing weird workouts and weird diets and things are always changing. Well, now I'm really into Bikram yoga.
Oh.
I've only gone twice, but I feel totally addicted.
Now you truly are a hothouse orchid. We've finally achieved it.
Yes. What's happening?
You've been on the show how long?
Yeah,
it hasn't been
that long.
No.
Yeah, but
how many
different self-help things have you done in this short amount of time?
They're all making you look lovely. So.
Well, I was wondering if after only two sessions, if you think I look healthier and more cleansed.
And with that and the chocolate.
Yeah.
I was going to go with dehydrated, but I'll go with your answer.
I think that I've been dehydrated, and for some reason when you're in Bikram and it's 180,000 degrees, I went on Sunday afternoon at 4 when the sun is just coming in the windows bad time, and it's really really crowded, and I said, and I actually at one point in my head was thinking and laughing to myself in my head, I was thinking, please help, please help, was actually playing in my head. And I felt like this was the gates of hell.
I was gonna say it's the seventh ring of hell.
Truly it was bad. So then the next day I went back again at 6 a.m. no sun, very very sparse class. Not many people are up doing Bikram at 6, and it's a much better experience with only 20 people in the room versus 100.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be back. But what happens?
So it's a sauna.
It's a sauna. It's 105.
Yeah. Okay.
And you do 90 minutes of yoga. The 26 poses of yoga. It's really really intense. I was drenched within the first 5 minutes. But here's the thing: is that it just makes you feel A, dehydrated, but B, a little dizzy, but C, also,
just a little.
But C, you really want to be healthier. I just put my body through this thing. It's it's very transcendental. Is that the word?
That's one of the words.
And so
that means you're dying.
Exactly. A little bit. It's a little sweat lodgy. And so then I got out, and all I was eating, mostly because I felt sick, was carrots and hummus. And then I told Kelly for the last few days, I think I'm sick. And I realized that carrots have 0 calories and hummus has about 30. And that's why. I'm like, now I'm starving myself a little bit.
Yeah.
Except for the chocolate.
Except for the chocolate.
You are really an overachiever.
Yeah, I really do it all
out. God bless her. She's persistent.
Right.
And, that, you know, really. And she's willing to try anything.
And so if you can make it, if you can make it through
that. I mean, she's on this show, for Christ's sake. Right. She's willing to try anything.
Yeah.
Good. So if you can make it through that without dying, God bless her.
Seriously. It felt so good the second day. I'll invite any of you. Well, yeah. Yeah. But I'll invite you guys if you want to come.
Oh. Fun. No, thanks. But,
I'm busy.
Yeah.
What day is it? Still busy.
And I call that summer here in Arizona. Yeah. So in a couple of months, we'll be doing that anyway.
Hop into your car in the middle of the afternoon.
Just sit there and strike a pose.
Yeah.
Whatever it is
up,
you might be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do that dog thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Downward dog.
Oh, but that's one of the easy ones. Like there's
in the car?
There are dogs involved?
No, not in the car.
No, not in the car. A little
confused.
That's what I mean. Oh. I'm going to go to the sauna in the car.
In the car. And just she's just going to sit.
Oh.
Maybe she'll listen to an audiobook.
That's
going to
be my beaker yoga.
Bikram.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Beaker's a Muppet.
Move on.
When I used to I used to like doing yoga. And when I used to do it, I would call the child pose, scream into the floor, and pray for death. I used to make up my own poses.
We do Savasana a lot, which is the sleeping on your back pose, and it's really just laying down and praise God.
I love that they gave that one a name.
Savasana.
Praise the sun or whatever it is.
But
that's the one that keeps the Christians out. You know, Christians won't go to yoga because they say you're worshiping the sun. Not normal Christian, but the born-again fucks.
The bat shit people.
We've been on camera
Michelle
for a while
Bachman
and I haven't said fuck you to the Pope yet.
Oh,
he's not,
not
one of those
yet.
Born-agains either. He's only born once. Soon to die.
So there's
according to him. According to him. I'm just going by his notes.
Yeah,
he is
quoting.
Too tired to run the church backwards is what I understood. That's what I...
He needs to go
to
right.
Lead the flock in reverse.
Vacation. Yeah,
to take them back in time.
But there are... I used to name all of them. Downward dog in Bikram. I'm sorry. Put your ass down. Because everyone has swamp ass.
Well,
no one wants to be there.
And there's like a half...
Well.
And like half the class is normal people. And then half the class is really hardcore Bikram.
Just
and they're
huggers,
wearing...
Yeah.
The men are wearing nothing, and half of them are gay because I recognize them. And it's just that it makes me just a little bit like, really?
It took me a second to realize what she just said.
Yeah. They're all wearing like the little Andrew Christian shorts, and I'm not kidding, like
exactly
booty
they
shorts.
Should. They should.
And then the one teacher who is super gay
and then
keeps
you get
going,
that drop of sweat on the back of your ass, and no one wants
yes,
to see that.
Yes, the teacher guy who's gay keeps going, Cody, good pose, and I'm like, stop it.
Oh,
I know what's happening. Also. I can see your thingy.
Yeah, it's
ew.
Like those.
Can you give me an address to this class? I need to know where
is
this is.
Is anyone Latin in there?
It's a good call, Marnie.
That is a good call.
I
not that I've
you.
Seen
just,
so far.
Right
but there was a really good looking, looked like maybe a professional athlete. I don't think gay, but big, tall, black guy. So if a big, tall, black, straight guy is
one arm
up your
two.
Alley.
One arm or two.
Now, I'm not picky
three,
on this topic.
Three, Marnie.
Well, for the
three.
Downward dog, it could be interesting to watch.
Exactly.
Three arms.
Yeah, I just want to see
downward,
it.
Nice. Left-facing dog.
Fall over.
There's that.
Yeah. Well...
Okay,
boom.
So Bikram yoga.
Bikram it is.
Bikram
oh,
yoga.
Jesus. Yeah, we're on camera. Thank you, Huli.
Bikram yoga. You haven't died. You survived the weekend. So good for
feeling
you.
Feeling good.
My heaven's sakes alive. Well, now we turn the tables to the one only Miss Marnie Ryer.
Yes.
What the hell you been doing?
Well, not a bunch.
Really?
Not a bunch. Well, yeah, kind of. No,
can't capture any more dogs lately?
No more dogs. We don't have any Patty Hearst.
Okay.
No Patty Hearst. Well,
we have
original.
One.
We have
yeah,
the
original.
Have
the, right.
I still can't wait to get like a little beret and a little gun.
I know.
And take a photo.
You will.
Cute.
I know
oh,
you
I
will.
I know I will.
I'm sure you
yeah.
will.
I almost always disagree with dressing up dogs in human clothes, but I
that.
Will make an exception for Patty Hearst the dog.
Absolutely. I think that'll be so much
oh,
fun.
Oh, I can't wait till next year's Christmas card. That'll be fun. Because
oh
she
God,
always,
please
she and her mom, she and her mom always do the thing where they've got the all their dogs and they're out like by the pool and they try to hold them all in poses. And
yes.
inevitably, one of them fucks it up.
Well, actually,
now, is that Marnie or her mom?
Either one.
Typically, it's me.
It's a wash, really.
Yeah, really. Flip a coin. No, we have, and my mom, God bless her, thinks that it's a super good idea to put the cats in the photo as well.
Yeah, oh,
because,
yeah.
So we have the dogs, and then she's like, but the cats, what about them? They're left out.
Why can't you just superimpose them later?
Wouldn't that be a great idea?
Now, I'm not sure, but there's something called, am I pronouncing this correctly? Photoshop.
Yes. You are.
Okay.
Yes.
That might
I'm
be
learning.
A useful tool.
She's
now,
heard of it.
Near the time of Jesus.
Near the time?
The
whatever
the
that
one time. Because really, many things take me a number of times to go. Yeah, I shouldn't do that anymore. but this, this
we're almost
thing
in a year
animals,
on this show, and you've right, said that several
true,
times.
Yeah, that's true. the one time that we tried that with the cats and the dogs.
Yeah, how'd that work?
Yeah,
out?
Not at all. I still have a scar. We
don't have a camera for that.
No, which is fine.
Okay, good.
No, because I thought it would be fun to dress them up as well. Like a little, like here's a. What Christmassy? And
I need to get on your Christmas card list. Like I feel like I'm missing.
She actually, you were out that
pretty
week.
Funny.
I was.
Oh, she brought them in.
They were hand delivered.
Yeah.
Damn.
She's part of the program to fuck the U.S. postal system.
Because they can't
cards.
Fuck themselves enough.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that whole thing. But next year, yeah, we'll do that. Good. You know, the week was really good. The whole little Valentine's Day thing, and it was.
Yeah,
because
you,
know,
you have
beautiful
one.
Valentine.
You have one. You and Katie. So. You and Katie both.
Yeah.
Singles Awareness Day.
Singles Awareness Day.
It was fun for everybody.
It was a lovely weekend. You know that I posted something on Facebook that kind of started a little bit of a shitstorm, which was really interesting to me about 2.5 months, and that in 2.5 months I won't have to do this anymore, and the whole drive. Out to Ahwatukee because I was stuck in rush hour traffic.
Oh, I did read a post about you hating that.
Oh, well, and the thing was is that it was just a rant because I was literally sitting still on I-10. Like, we weren't moving, so I could go ahead and text away.
Put the car in park. You're staying a while.
We're right here.
Gotcha.
And I was so annoyed, and I kept looking around, and then because I have time, I was looking at all these cars thinking, I bet you're divorced, or you're on your way to getting divorced.
No, you're judging people in
traffic.
No, totally,
because of driving back and forth, you have chosen asinine to drive in. So you know that traffic is the same way when you're driving in, that rush hour bullshit traffic to downtown. And now you're going to drive home in it. Now you're going to, really? And then you're going to get there and be super happy, because I can tell you right now,
I'm not
happy.
No.
I'm not happy at all. Mm. Not any time that I have to make that drive, like during that traffic.
It's
so
bad. It's gross.
It really
now,
does.
No, you work from home, don't you?
I do work from home.
Right? Oh, so this is to see your lady love.
It is to see my lady love. And there's nothing wrong with that, and I'll drive to the moon and back. I don't care. But it was just one of those things.
Yeah, but
where
it's time to move.
So is she coming? Is she
I'll
moving?
I'll say it. I love her.
Yeah.
No, always.
Ernie should
does hate the Ernie thing, I just learned.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, I just learned that.
She
kind of
made it clear last week, which is the wrong thing to say to me.
Yeah, because now it's locked in. That may be the drinking word later.
That's why we call him the Wilk.
Yeah.
Because somebody said it and I thought it was funny and I found out he hated it.
Now
it's 27 years later, I have never let it go.
In fact, in Al's phone, that's when Doug calls him, it just is the Wilk.
Yeah.
That's it. And the other funny thing is Mark Martinez.
I don't even remember how to spell his last name correctly. Like,
it's
I don't E-Y. Know if there's, I don't know if there's
Wilk,
E-Y.
E-Y.
I know, but I never know if the E is there or
yes,
not,
it is.
So I just have to go with the Wilk.
The Wilk.
So even as Christmas cards, I write out to the Wilk because I don't
You're
know.
Funny.
I love that.
And even Mark Martinez from Channel 10 on his phone just says Mark from Fox 10.
No, it says Mark Fox. I made it
Mark
his last
Fox.
Name.
Oh, yeah.
But with the update, nice. I finally was like, I think we can say after 10 years that we're friends and I can actually put your last name. Then I had to ask, like, what is your last name?
He's on the news.
You could watch the news. It just comes up.
Just
it's super.
Turn on Channel 10.
It's a thought.
He's there.
I know no one's name. How do you think we got to Ernie? Well,
he's got, I think.
And Mariah.
How am I saved? I think I'm saved correctly in your phone.
Rob Pyro. Yeah, because you put it in my phone.
Oh, that's good reason.
That's a good
reason. You could bump.
Clinton. Do you have the iPhone?
He doesn't know how to. No. He doesn't know how to do that. Are you kidding?
That's a really exciting
feature.
Clinton,
it's a good thing that you did that.
Clinton, yeah. But I didn't know his last name till. And I didn't.
What, 95?
I couldn't 96. Figure out how to. No, God, like 2009.
Yesterday.
I couldn't figure out how to politely tell all the people that I knew that I didn't know their names. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I had a Christmas dinner and I told everyone I wanted to get them on my Christmas list. So could you please put your full names on the paper with
you
your address?
You had a sign-in sheet?
I did.
That's fantastic.
And that's when I found out your last name was McKee because I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
That's well, awesome.
And these were
that's
back.
Actually
we don't,
brilliant.
We don't. No one ever just says their last names. I never say anybody. Like
I have enough trouble remembering a first name. So if you introduce yourself, especially with the Latin boys I'm around, like all five names.
Yeah, right. And that's why I had to
Helen's
ask you Gallardo, last name.
Jose's
like is Junior last name?
Yeah,
because I thought it was your middle name. I just assumed that you were just not
I'm
using
kind of
your
a
last
two name.
Name
kind
oh,
of
kind like Marianne.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Katie June.
But it takes me like 3 months to ask somebody, is that your name?
And short of us giving out your date of birth and your social security number. Do you have a middle name, Katie?
It's Lynn. It's actually Catherine Lynn.
Oh, okay. Were you named after somebody?
No, Loretta. Okay. My mom was actually wanted. Loretta, I think, to
Loretta
name
Lynn.
Me.
That actually a is coal miner's
not,
daughter.
No, I am not, not that.
No, I understand. I'm Lynn as well.
Liked me or liked 16? Courtney, but the nurse in the hospital said, Catherine's nice. And my mom was like pushing me out and said, I think that sounds great. Fuck yeah. And so,
give me an epidural. Yeah.
Somebody get this baby out. It's fucking Catherine.
Okay, here's how fucking retarded I am. Sorry.
Wow. Still.
I thought you were. 19
minutes.
Said,
yeah, there you go.
Well, we got to get them all in. Run here.
Jesus Christ.
I thought your name was Katie Catherine Lynn. Like, I had to process
like just
through
now.
Just now.
Good. Yeah,
I don't pay a lot of attention.
Remember when I said last week that I think you were the smartest person I knew?
Not true at all. Not even no,
backsliding a little bit.
Swing and a miss. Alfred, what have you been up to, sir?
I've been the busiest motherfucker on the planet. I swear to God, I've done everything but cure cancer and have lunch with Hillary this
week.
I'm gonna go
toe to toe with you on that in a minute. Go ahead.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his time. Just worked. They put the windows in today. Had lunch with Renee. Shows up in town yesterday.
Shut up, he's in town. Renee Chavez?
Just a brief guest appearance.
Why
and,
is it he always does that to us? He just pops in unannounced, calls you.
Yeah, and he literally says, oh, I'm here today. Want to go to lunch? And then he disappears, and he flies off in the night. So still trying to do this go to the gym thing, which is evil.
Yeah. Is that working?
Have you picked up a gang member yet at your local gym that you decided to go to?
No, but a new friend is also helping me, and because I need as much shame as I can possibly get to go.
Who?
No, a friend of mine from work. But,
okay.
I was going right with you, Katie.
I thought maybe you'd have
a new friend is helping you, right. Like,
no, that's going to take a lot more weight loss. Before it, especially in this lighting. Are you fucking high?
It's really not much more than normal.
Yeah.
I mean, we could turn on the overhead light, but that's just shameful.
Yeah, and that's what I'm leaving.
Mean to everybody.
We'll not be doing
and
any of that.
And fuck you, yeah. I'm out.
Now, the beauty part about this, nothing in the studio is HD.
And thank God.
Really, Jesus.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, no. We're not
so
doing
we're good.
HD.
No. That's why Kent Dana quit Channel 12.
So it was just fun. And I thought, yeah, because yesterday was allegedly a holiday. Maybe a Lincoln, maybe a Washington.
Somebody that we
all of the above.
So I thought, oh, no one's going to call. Nothing that I'm expecting to happen that I have to do stuff with is going to happen because it's a fucking holiday, that's people. True. Goddamn true. Heathens. No. Everybody called. Your windows are ready. This is ready. Can you pick this up? No. Can we set up a date? I'm like, I just want to sleep. I've been at work for like 19 straight fucking days.
Okay. But we're doing another one of those.
And I actually thought today was Monday. So it wasn't until my phone beeped and I saw somebody post something. I'm like, oh, no, we're on they've got the wrong day. And then I was like, luckily everything I have has a calendar on it, so everything said it was Tuesday.
And it has been all day.
Yeah, so I got on board with the Tuesday thing about 1 o'clock.
Don't feel badly about that. I called to make an appointment today for Thursday, being that that's the last day of the month. And no, it's not. No, it's not.
Is it Friday?
No, it's like, next week.
It's next week.
Oh, you're right. We are off
right,
a week.
Yeah. Oh. So don't feel bad. I mean, I understand that being a little bit
lost. I was
off.
Lost.
Yeah, that sucked.
Wow.
Especially when the person's like, "What?
What?
Why do you need the appointment for the end of the month now?
Because I'm in a hurry.
It's my time.
Damn it!
I'm going to start driving now from Phoenix in order to get to Ahwatukee.
By the way, sorry, my doctor. Readdressing that right quick. Is Ernie moving into town?
She loves that.
I'm sorry, Erin.
Babe. Sorry, honey.
Erin, what'd you call her?
Did I say Erin?
I thought you said urine.
Oh. Well, maybe don't start things. Don't put things in his head like that. First of all, I do have a question, and I will address that. Why did Jason have to watch a Verizon commercial in Spanish before viewing the stream? That's really
because
funny.
That's how I think we got this done.
But it's in Spanish. I'm loving that.
Oh, if we got Verizon as a sponsor, great. I'm going to want my check before I leave this bitch.
Hola muy cuando.
I don't know. So does that mean that Carlton's laying in bed watching? He's off tonight, so he doesn't.
No, he's not up. No.
No. When I left the house, I think he was asleep, so I didn't say goodbye to. Because I thought he was asleep. We all put in a hell of a weekend this past weekend, so I wasn't going to let him.
Oh, that's right. It was the rodeo.
It was Arizona Gay Rodeo weekend. Right. Yes, it was. And it was a lot of hours.
Yeah, I can believe it.
International or national?
Just Arizona.
Shit. We're scaling back.
No, we're not scaling back. No, we actually, Arizona actually hosts the first rodeo of the season. It kicks off here, and then it goes through all the other, wherever the fuck it goes.
Kind of like prides.
Exactly. Yeah. So then it goes through everywhere else, and then obviously they all then... accumulate what's the word? Cumulate. Sure, mm-hmm. And then they go for national. There's a national title.
And isn't there an international too? Isn't there an IGRA?
There is.
Yeah.
IGRA is International Gay Radio Association. Yes.
And that's what it is, right?
Right. Well, no.
AGRA.
This was
this.
Arizona.
Okay.
And then the IGRA is right.
Got it. Oh,
so this weekend.
I just assumed the A meant America.
No, it's Arizona.
My bad.
So one of the things that they were celebrating this year was Miss Victoria London's 20-year reigning as the, when she was crowned as International Gay Radio Association, the Queen. So she was out and about this weekend, which was fun to see. I haven't seen Scott out in face in a long time. So saw him. But yeah, we all worked a lot. I mean, Jason and myself, the staff at Charlie's, worked a lot. It was so fucking crowded. But it was good.
It was a beautiful weekend, too.
Yeah. So. And what sucked about that was, not only did I have to fill in for Joe, because Joe had a day job that he had to work for. I came in and did a show on Saturday. I couldn't spend as much time outside in the beautiful weather. Then I was locked in a bar all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. With beautiful weather. And of course, now it's going to turn cold and 58 degrees.
Yes, yeah.
Although I heard
Saturday it's supposed to get
I heard
nice
that
again.
The rodeo was really great.
Very great.
This
it
year.
Was. It was. It was and great. It was back at Corona
really
Ranch.
Really liked it back at Corona.
Right. Very nice. Went back to Corona, which I think that was her whole theme. Back
after Tim and I left, because we used to live right there. So.
Right. Oh, you did? Right on Baseline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then the minute we moved there, we thought, the one good thing.
The rodeo's closed.
Tim's house, I think.
Yeah.
On Baseline.
I know Joe doesn't believe I know him either, so you can join that club.
Yeah, I knew that. No, I knew
Joe's
that.
Joe's like, Tim
I
never
think I was
talks
at that
about you.
House. Maybe you lived there.
I did.
I'm sure. I can assure you.
Well, no, but he lived there for like a year after I left.
Huh. Records. There are like records on the walls. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm still there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All those records, because they grew up in vinyl, or in a record player. So
one snowy day in front of the fire. I'll tell you how long that process took. And that sounds like I was bitchy about it. How much fucking fun we had putting that together.
Sure. That's super fun.
The rest of the weekend, obviously, all those nights of working, and then during the day had to take care of all my day stuff that I had to do anyway. And then yesterday was just the end. I got home at 5 a.m. Monday morning, slept for a few hours, got up, and was back at the bar to run the day show. Because there's not enough drunken drag on a rodeo weekend. Ran the day show, then went to Apollo's and ran my drag race, and then bingo last night. I was just done. Done.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
But you're always happy when payday comes.
That's right.
Always happy.
Okay. Yeah.
I asked some friends.
Yeah,
and
that's midnight tomorrow.
Yay.
Right. For
I
you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Some friends about the rodeo. And I just think it's funny because they're all, you know, young people and they don't necessarily get super into the rodeo. But I'm like, oh, is anyone going? Did you guys go? And they're like, well, I mean, we were at Charlie's, so basically, yeah, we went to the rodeo.
I never went out there because
so
I didn't give
funny.
A shit.
Yeah,
I used to go all the time. It was one of my favorite things to do. Never saw one horse. I didn't realize there was something outdoor. I thought we were using, like, rodeo. I didn't know they actually did
that there was a
shit.
Thing.
Yeah, so I always stayed inside by the bar because there's a bar inside, so why would I leave? And then there's, like, a little craft fair.
Why would I leave?
It was the first time last year, I think, that I went out. And actually said, I'm actually going to watch some events. Like, I've been out to the rodeo so many times and I had never seen. So last year, but then of course, the time that I got there and had the time to sit outside, all they were doing was like parading around the old queens. And so I didn't actually, unless you consider that rodeo action.
Yeah. Depends on what the queen looks like.
Yeah, it's debatable. But no, it's fun. Yay, rodeo.
Should people be in the chat room or should they be on the social stream?
To get to the chat room, you do have to go to the regular website and enter chat just like normal.
Okay.
So they can join us in the chat room and I would love to have you there. Let's look
because there's some social stream going on in the video one.
Oh my God.
No, Joe's very busy. Joe's in it. There's a lot going on. Harrison. she's talking about something else. Nobody cares. Let's look again and see how many listeners we have. We've got still Francis on board. That's good to know. I was hoping that the Australia boys would be in the chat room this week, but maybe they don't really. I would love to be watched in Australia.
I think that's fun.
That'd be fun.
We could be. Nice. Eventually, we'll get there.
They'll see it on the podcast, YouTube.
Oh, that's right, because now you can't escape us now.
Really
we're on YouTube. You can catch us live. My Lord. Well, we won't be able to walk down the street.
I can't walk,
that's
so that's kind of me.
Do we get like a pen so we can sign things?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Staples.
And royalties
at
some point.
Pen.
Yeah, we just need
an
official pen.
As soon, you'll get royalties as soon as we all get paid back for what we've invested in the network.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to be like Loretta Swift. I want some money for this shit.
I'm out.
Exactly. Oh, well, let's see if I... Okay, now, by the way, if you're watching us on the what are we calling it? It's not a podcast, really, Joe. What is it called?
A live video stream.
Internet
TV network.
We are?
Yes. That's a mouthful.
Shit. And MTV used to have music. So
does that mean we're going to stop talking?
No,
singing?
No.
Okay, good.
We, I will sing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I will definitely do that.
So will Al.
So if you see something on the video stream and it's a fuck up, just let it go, because we are learning as we are learning as we go. I'm hoping that this will all work out well. We are coming back in just moments with our headlines and more right here on Q Talk America.
Do you think your mom...
Just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
And now a special offer from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Did you know that TLAGay.com is one of the world's largest online and mail-order retailers, offering the very best in gay entertainment? From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD as well as video on demand, they also have literature, ebooks, and yes, even toys. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And right now, their current bestseller is an exclusive DVD called Global Warming. It contains two award-winning short films from gay writer-director Reed Waterer. You can only find this at TLAGay.com. And right now, through the end of February, if you go to the website, TLAGay.com/QTalk, and do your shopping from all the products and services that they have to offer, you can use the coupon code QTalk at your checkout and receive 10% off of your order. And that's in addition to any other discounts that they're currently offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com, which, by the way, is a gay-owned and operated company that's been around since the 90s. And QTalk America is proud to promote this out and proud company. Once again, it's TLAGay.com. All right, here we go with a look at some headlines on this Tuesday night, right here, coming to you live from QTalk America. A boy age 10 found drunk and naked on the road. Mom hires strippers for her 16-year-old son. Whoopsie! A romantic couple crashes into a home. A naked man goes through not one, but two drive-thrus. And a Texas woman delivers two sets of identical twins. And I'm sure some other bullshit we'll come up with right here on Q Talk America on a Tuesday night.
Oh, wow. You are unprepared. You can't even fill up that song.
What? I never fill it up.
Usually you do. I feel like you do.
Because you knew.
Well, you're never listening.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I mean, really.
It's rude to point it out.
Exactly. Oh, hang on. I fucked that up.
Wow.
Now we fix it. God, can the drinking game start now? No. All right.
It has in my mind, because I'm slamming down vodka here.
Lordy.
Because I'm getting prettier by the minute. That's how
in your own head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you think he's pretty now, wait till hour three.
Oh, yeah. Wait till the slobber starts.
Okay, now right? Katie, you have to understand. I'm now selecting some stories based on the fact that you have bored children.
Okay, good.
The rest of us look like we have.
I can appreciate that.
The rest of us look like we have. You actually have.
You probably bore adults, too.
I'm having one.
Come on, you can't love us.
Come on.
We are just.
That was good. That was good.
Fantastic. I know. You can't do something that easy. Come on.
Stupidly funny.
A Texas woman has beaten long odds in delivering two sets of identical twin boys. And I had to read this story twice to realize what happened. The Houston Chronicle reports that Teresa Montalvo. It's not European, it's Spanish, and I still fucked it up. She delivered her sons on Thursday, happens to be Valentine's Day, at the Women's Hospital of Texas. It says the odds of giving such a birth naturally are 1 in 70 million. The 36-year-old woman delivered sons Ace and Blaine at 8:51 a.m., weighing 3 pounds 10 ounces, and Blaine was 3 pounds 15. And then sons Cash and Dylan, that's right, 4 kids in one birth. Cash and Dylan arrived a minute later. One was 2 pounds 15 ounces, and the other was 3 pounds 6 ounces.
And all four are identical?
Two and two.
Okay.
That's so bizarre.
Also, those four children are weigh less than one big kid.
Right, exactly.
Like, yeah.
They're
mini.
Now, they did plan the pregnancy, but they did not use fertility drugs. And in her own words, she was quoted as saying, well, I guess we just succeeded a little bit too much.
Is she over 40?
It doesn't say her age, but her 43-year-old husband.
Okay.
But it doesn't say how old she is.
Because it turns out, after a certain age, twins become more probable.
Oh, I should wait. Because
I always said, because usually when you hear like twin stories and triplet stories, you're like, no, in vitro or whatever. Not that there's a bad thing there, but you just think somebody was playing around with the dish. But then I found out that after a certain age, it just becomes more likely. Isn't that strange?
Well, I didn't realize that it is. I would assume it would be more likely as you were younger, just because you're more
that's if it like it runs in your family or something.
I really want twins, so maybe I should. And I'm using fertility drugs, so maybe I should also wait till that age.
I don't know.
Or use fertility drugs.
Or find a 43.
And maybe I'll just have like 5 or 6.
Or call this gal and have her be a surrogate.
Apparently,
right?
Okay. A Hudson, Massachusetts man is scheduled to appear in court for allegedly going through two separate restaurant drive-through windows naked.
Okay.
Rosildo Santos Jr. is expected to be arraigned on a charge of open and gross lewdness. Police say that they responded to a Dunkin' Donuts just before 1 a.m. Sunday after workers reported a man at the drive-thru window with just a coat over his waist. While an officer arrived and was talking to workers in the Dunkin' Donuts, Santos drove through again. This time completely naked. There was no placement of a donut. Police say they found Santos trying to use a drive-up window at a nearby McDonald's that happened to be closed at that late hour. After the arrest, he also admitted to going to a local bank drive-thru. Police were quoted as saying that Santos was getting, quote, personal gratification for these new displays.
Okay.
Police say that when he was pulled over, he was naked. He also, oddly, passed a field sobriety test and then was released on his own recognizance. It was not clear. It was not clear whether Santos had retained a lawyer.
I was waiting for it.
It sounds like a typical Saturday night.
It is, isn't it? No? It is so funny.
Not for you, Martin.
For you.
Well, for who?
Whatever.
I love Julia. Julia came up with Julia. I don't know how we're pronouncing that. Wanted to play ring toss, which is what I was thinking too.
Exactly.
Like, come on,
with the donut.
3 out of 5.
Yeah. Joe, I'm not sure what's happening, Joe, but this chat room is not updating by itself. I'm just letting you know. Okay, so let's go down to Daytona Beach, Florida. A woman getting romantic.
Cream filling.
Wow. As we all pause and look at the Julia Gulia.
Well, that was covert op, and I love that name.
What is that? A woman getting romantic with her...
Jason, my friend.
Oh, well played.
Oh, Covert. Got it, Jason Covert.
That's very cute.
A woman getting romantic with her boyfriend lost control of her vehicle and crashed into an unoccupied home in Daytona Beach, Florida. The driver, named Asia Walker, which may or may not give you some sign. We could have seen that one coming.
Oh, God, the Modern Family. Have you seen that? Oh, my God.
We expected that one.
You kind of thought it was coming.
The Asia Walker, 30 years old, and the man avoided serious injury, even though their vehicle went all the way through the house, crashing through two walls, police said. The impact was so dramatic that the pressure blew out a window in another part of the house. Now, my favorite part of the story was that when the officer was interviewed about the situation.
The driver and her boyfriend were coming up Continental Drive and, according to troopers, got distracted going all the way through this home, the vehicle, inside the house. Valentine's Day was over, but apparently love was still in the air.
I was scared that the car was going to explode. I called 911. It's bang, bang.
Turns out the drama started before the crash. FHP troopers say driver Asia Walker from Palm Coast and her boyfriend were involved in a little frisky business.
She told the investigating trooper that her and the boyfriend in the car were getting a little amorous, and
she was giving him head.
That's probably why she lost control of the vehicle. We always recommend drivers keep both hands on the wheel, pay attention, and be focused on their driving so that something like this doesn't happen.
The funny part is she was driving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was driving and giving head. Wow. No, she did not read the manual.
She was driving and he was doing whatever the hell he was doing.
Head, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
She was. Oh, wait, give this to the camera. Two fingers. And okay, bad joke. I was just thinking, it was so dramatic, it was scored by Bernard Herrmann. That's just bad.
Hands at 10 and 2. Yeah. Actually, AAA now advises...
Where's my 10?
Actually, I read a report the other day online that actually AAA now advises you to keep, because of airbags and hurting arms, they now advise you to keep your hands at 8 and 4, which now makes you look like a bus driver.
Mm. Wait. Well, then you're going to get shoved. I would say this way, because those airbags,
I actually
you just want to do a little bust.
No, I learned that from from someone that does airbag safety at randomly at a Kirsten Cinema fundraising event.
They said 8 and 4
They
as
said,
well?
Yeah, that you keep them down here.
Yeah. Oh, because the bags come up here? Yeah, because
if you're here, then your arms will bust back.
Oh, no, I don't mean on the middle thing where they come out.
No, I mean here, though. Even if they're up at 10 and 2.
Yeah.
They're the airbags.
I don't know. It's something about the way that your arms fly. But if they're here, then they'll just...
Years ago, back in 91, when I had an accident in my grandparents' Cadillac, a guy jumped in front of me and I T-boned him, and it was the airbag. And I was a 10 and 2. I had no issue with that at all.
Yeah, I think in my accident, the driver was in 10 and 2. But seriously, nothing but airbags, because my car turned into Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and we lived through that shit.
Right.
Because that thing could have floated or flew. I don't know what the hell it was going to do. But, I mean, every airbag, the side airbags, everything deployed, and...
And it kept you all alive.
All alive.
For sure.
Oh, let's go to New York.
So wherever we want to put an airbag, I'm okay with it.
Let's go to New York State for this next story. Police say a 33-year-old up... Let's try this again. Police say a 33-year-old upstate New York woman accused of hiring strippers for her son's 16th birthday party has been arrested on child endangerment charges. Where's South Glens Falls, Al? Do you know? Where's Glens Falls?
It's in the middle somewhere.
Classy Pants, New York.
It sounds near like it's near Rochester.
South Glens Falls police tell local media outlets that Judy Viger of Gainsvoort, New York.
Is it European?
Yeah. I don't know, but there's way too many big words.
There's a lot of Dutch names and Indian names.
She faces 5 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. They say she hired 2 women who did lewd dances for 5 teens under the age of 17, and they were fucking happy during a party at a bowling alley.
Well, there's your mistake. That's really more for the privacy of your home.
The investigation began after people concerned about the November party showed authorities racy photos posted online. One showed a scantily clad tattooed woman clinging upside down to a seated teen as others looked on. Oddly, the answering machine at their home wasn't accepting messages on Monday. Nothing about a lawyer.
Oh, come on. 16, 17, get the stripper. We can hurt. Calm the fuck down.
Right. And everyone at the bowling alley is freaking out a little bit. But also, you're at a bowling alley. Yeah. So that's weird. Right. And I just...
That's the part where I object.
I don't know. Also, maybe
people bowling aren't strippers. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. Most. Yeah. Reel that in. Half. Yeah. But I don't know if I would do that. I mean, granted, Palmer's only 17 months, so we're not crossing that bridge quite yet.
At least 18 years.
But I just can't imagine saying, you know what, honey, you're 16 now. You can drive, and I'm going to get some schlong to wave in your face for your birthday. And maybe it's the difference, right? Maybe it's the difference between girls and boys. But still.
After you picked up 50 dirty tube socks, I think it's time to... let's give them some new material.
You don't think that that's weird for parents to buy naked people for their children?
It's almost like saying, you want to smoke? Here, smoke a whole pack. Do you want to see it? You're here, it's in your face. Is that what you're saying?
I just think it's weird. I don't know. After 16 with boys, just go for it. I mean, what are you saving them for? They're taking half-hour showers. There's not a clean hand towel in the house. Let it go.
I am 43 and I take them, but I just take them until the hot water runs out. But it's for a different reason.
I don't get the whole spanking the monkey in the shower thing. I don't get that.
Well, not alone.
That's not your thing.
No.
Not anymore.
I didn't even know it existed until I had a roommate that took these long showers. I'm like, seriously, how much body do you have that you need to wash?
Talking about Tim.
I have never.
No.
Yeah.
I have never even owned a monkey, just for the record.
I'm so goddamn confused right now.
I am not currently in possession of a monkey.
But George Michael apparently said there was a monkey on your back. I'm not sure. All right. Now we're going to go all the way down to the love. We always get great stories out of Florida. Spring Hill, Florida.
Yes.
It's why I have a one-woman boycott of Florida going on.
A woman is facing charges after neighbors found her 10-year-old son drunk, naked, and knocking on doors in the neighborhood. The boy told authorities that his mother had given him 4 shots of brandy and that she had been drinking all day. When they went to the home, a man answered the door, and the mother was seen passed out on the couch.
Now, there's a birthday party somewhere in Western New York that your services could be used for.
Could have been used for.
Combine these 2 stories, everyone's happy.
When they went to the home, the man answered the door and said the mother again was passed out on the couch, but both later told authorities that they thought the boy was in the room. When interviewed, the woman said...
When asked if she'd been drinking, she reportedly said, quote, "Yeah, I'm drunk as hell."
Oh, she can have my seat if this video thing doesn't work.
I can't imagine. But I watched that news story. I thought that was fantastic.
That's awesome.
This drunk bitch And apparently,
to make this
story a little more endearing, apparently the boy, a neighbor across the street whose son went to school with this child, apparently the boy, all he wanted was for mom to go to rehab.
Oh, so sad. Now, Katie, get ready for that phrase.
Remember, that's a sad, sad day.
If in 17 years you're still doing it. Actually, in 9 years. In 9 years, if you're still doing a story, your 10-year-old daughter, Palmer, will be saying, I just want mom to go to rehab.
Oh, somebody please make me go at that point. Someone send me.
By that time, I'm sure we'll have some sort of a segment on Q Talk about you. I'm sure we'll figure out somehow.
And it will be clear whether or not you've retained a lawyer.
I probably won't have at that point.
Rehab and rides.
I'm going to move to Florida and be a drunk mom. I have a dream.
A dream about drinking, baby.
I've been living that dream for a long time.
Until now, you've not been able to fulfill it.
I'm trying not to overreact, but how does this goddamn thing work?
What are you trying?
I don't think you can do. Can you video on there?
I don't know.
I mean, can you log into the video?
To what? I don't know what you're doing. What do you mean?
She's trying to get on Ustream.
What are you? Why?
And I was on there, and then I can see everything, and now I can't.
You have no business being on there.
What? Yeah, because, not for you.
Because it's a delay. We're live. That screen shows you.
It doesn't matter.
But there's chatting.
There's chatting in there.
Oh, we don't know. We use our regular chat.
I was able to do the social streaming, and then I lost interest. No. But I was able to keep up with that for a little while.
No, we just do our regular chat room. Fuck the social streaming.
I'll turn the social stream off.
Joe will get on that.
Oh, he's going to turn. He's going to turn you off.
Apparently, we have staff.
Now
for that.
I'm in trouble.
See, no, now Molly. Yeah,
exactly. You are in a timeout, lady.
What's Molly doing?
Molly's on social stream. So there are people. My dad. Yeah. Also, hi, Pete.
Aaron, Jason.
They're all on social stream.
Molly, I have a question for you. Is payroll done?
It is.
Is it really?
It is done.
Oh, it's one time in this whole fucking broadcast.
Well, actually, it's not. We turn it in the morning.
Mm. There's that.
But it's done.
Well, I think it's time to see if I can manage this bullshit. We're going to go into our... Allie, you ready? You think we can do it? I know there's a lot going on over here. We're going to go into our entertainment segment with Alfred.
Oh, wait, I got it. Wait.
What?
Damn it, I even wrote it down. Clive Davis comes out in a new autobiography a full 30 years after anyone would fuck him. Clive Davis gets shitty with Kelly Clarkson. She fires back. Argo wins Writers Guild and Editors Awards, making it a clean sweep for all the guilds. Oscars are this Sunday. Please react appropriately. And then The Walking Dead. Oh, my God.
Although... Oh, I'm behind.
Oh, no!
I know.
God damn you.
I thought about it today, and it was too late.
I thought about it today
while I was grilling hamburgers.
Put the hamburger down.
I'm very concerned at what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, me too. All right.
Well, first off, who really gives a rat's ass? Clive Davis, in his new autobiography, writes a lot about Whitney Houston and drug problems and tries to explain why he inflicted Celine Dion on the rest of us.
Money.
Not forgiven.
His heart will
not
go on.
Not forgiven. That's one time
his
they should.
His heart will go
well,
on.
Maybe what
that
he
was
wrote
good.
Was his heart on something, but, you know, maybe.
I'll that never is let the go, best Jack. Argument for closing the fucking borders and building a fence around Canada that I've ever heard of Celine Dion.
Okay.
So I guess he was married with a kid, and then he married someone else, and then he fell in love with the man, and then he got dumped, and now he's
Do we know who the man is?
I don't think anybody cares.
I read the article, though. He was like, he said, for the first 50 years of my life, I never was interested in men, and I love women so much.
Oh, and then he was
but
in
then
student-
when I was 50... Then I decided I might want to dabble.
He was
I'm
in
bisexual.
Studio 54 and said he had enough substances in him to consider doing it with a man, and it was so freeing, or it was so something. It was so raw, shaw, shaw. I don't know what the hell he's going to say. But anyways.
Is that European?
No. I think it's from the women, but I can never remember. And then the boyfriend dumped that guy, dumped him after so many years, and then now he's with somebody else. He's 80. Put it away.
He's 80.
Well,
first off, how could he not be
80? Funny, you just don't think of people like people that have been, even though they've been around, excuse me, forever, you just don't think that, wow, you're 80? And you're still going. Like, I never thought of Dick Clark as older either. He, like, Dick Clark was always just going.
Well, because he looked younger. Clive Davis has had a comb over for like 40 years.
And Betty White.
So is Donald Trump.
Betty White,
she's
92.
She's old, but I don't really think of her as
But no, I don't
super
either.
Old.
Right, I don't think of her as that either.
Well, the one thing is because like with the Mary Tyler Moore show, which my life is based on, I forget that she was middle aged then. Like, yeah. To me, she was that makes the 90 thing, because to me, she was like 30s, not 50. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind
of
hard.
And for those of you who have forgotten, in regards to the Golden Girls series, she was the oldest of the cast.
No, she's the youngest.
My bad, I fucked that up. Can we take
she
that
was
back?
The youngest?
She was the youngest. And he and I have talked about this
a
lot. Yes.
No.
She was the oldest.
She was the oldest.
The mom.
No, Rue McClanahan was actually the youngest. But they never talked about their ages.
Right. She was the
oldest.
They
wouldn't discuss their ages because they were so protective of it, and IMDb didn't exist yet. Like, there was no way to really find out how old they really were. And it wasn't until they died and she was reading their obituaries that she realized
she was the oldest. And she's still going.
Yeah, that's. I know that the story works somehow.
I thought that Estelle Getty was the youngest.
I think that's right.
And that's what Molly has.
She was,
because she played the oldest.
But she was much younger than Dorothy, than B. Arthur, Marnie, Ryan. But I want to say that Rue McClanahan was the youngest.
It's a true story with my voice.
Could be wrong. Don't know.
I might Google it.
Yeah, it might be worth an
eye. You've got the tools at your fingertips, Katie.
I do.
So after Clive Davis, refused to.
Thanks much.
He refused to apologize for Celine Dion. But we do have to thank him for Barry Manilow.
Yes.
Which he claims to have discovered. That's my favorite thing, is that he discovered him in a park playing a piano. I'm like, he'd been around for quite a while.
He was playing backup for Bette Midler in bathhouses.
Helped with Melissa Manchester's first album. Yeah. If you read one of his first albums in the liner notes, Clive Davis is pretty much stroking off saying he discovered him. I guess I'm in a shitty anti-Clive Davis place today. But he came up, he just went all...
As I am every Tuesday.
He went all ape shit on Kelly Clarkson and wrote some kind of nasty stuff about her in the book.
Why?
Well, you don't fuck with Kelly Clarkson, turns out. Yeah. She's got a mouth and she's not afraid to use it. We need to get her in here, too. Because I think she drinks.
You think we could get Kelly Clark... Oh, that'd be funny if we get Kelly Clarkson. Let's do it. I want Kathy Griffin. Yeah.
She's a whore. That's just money.
Sure, we don't care.
Side note?
And we'll pay her the same thing as we pay all of you.
Yeah. Then she won't come because she only works for money.
Well, then fuck her. Go ahead.
You were actually correct. Al T. Perkins. Mm. Rue McClanahan was the youngest.
Yep, I thought so.
Got it.
And then Estelle Getty, and then B. Arthur, and then Betty.
Because if you remember, they got away with a menopause story where Rue McClanahan thought she was pregnant. And that's when you – and it was just to follow this whole age thing through from the 80s. and somebody's going to have to give me a year on this. But in 83, Shirley MacLaine was playing this like washed up, has-been, older woman, end of her career in terms of endearment in 1983. Turns out she was in her 40s. Huh. And they were making it seem like she had one foot in the grave and she was dating Jack Nicholson, who's like way older than her. And then Tina Turner, they made her comeback sound like – she had seriously walked in from the crypt to perform Private Dancer. She was 43 years old.
Wow. Yeah, but she walked in from abuse.
No. If you remember the press back then, it was not that she had escaped, because the Tina Turner part about Tina was years later. The big news about that comeback was she was so old. Like, this was, she was practically geriatric. So when I found out she was 65 years old, I almost shit my pants. Okay. I was like, Wait a minute. How old was she then when they were making it sound like she just put down her walker to dance?
Okay, so Private Dancer. Dancer for money.
Oh, I just got that.
Now,
I sing that to my daughter.
Thank you for Modern Family references. Now, the question I have for you then is, now, are you saying that now as a man at 2013, not really?
Right, the world was different. The world 50 was... and they don't act like she's like one foot in the grave.
But in the early 80s when she came back.
Over 40 was death.
Exactly.
Like the fact that Shirley MacLaine had this big career resurgence and she was still able, because remember she did the tour. She went on tour as a dancer and it was called like All My Lives or something. Shirley MacLaine went on, she sold that thing. She won an Oscar and she sold that to everybody. She went on a book tour. She went on a speaking tour where she danced. And they were seriously making it sound like this woman should be dead. And look, she can still kick her leg. And now I'm like, she was in her mid-40s. Like, calm the fuck down.
Right.
And it happened with Demi. Remember when Demi Moore came back for Charlie's Angels?
Oh,
and they
yes.
made it sound like, oh, my God, Demi Moore, she's so old. She's dating this younger man.
It's a little more
man.
My time than I like remember
she was 40.
Some of those older things. But I was so young. But
Ashton
I remember
Kutcher
that.
Now?
I
he's
remember
in his mid-30s.
Demi Moore, and everyone was like shocked. Yeah. She was
shocked.
In a bikini.
Oh my God, she's so old. She can still wear a bikini.
Right.
she's calm the fuck down, right. People.
Little, yeah, I know a lot of 40-year-olds who look banging in bikinis.
Keeps pushing little known fact.
I was I'm gonna vomit.
You wear bikinis?
No, you do. I've seen you in your backyard. You oh,
yeah. That's a nice Speedo you got there, Al.
Frankly, I don't even see the Speedo.
Okay, we'll just put this just there.
Was that you in my Bikram yoga class?
Oh, yes.
Well played.
Yeah, in the little 70s
running
shirt.
Yeah, the double dog dare thing.
That's what it would take. Yeah.
Down dog in all class.
It'll take a dead dog and a torch is what it's going to take.
For people that are fans of Arrested Development, I'm not a never nude, but I'm pretty close.
I love
I'm as close as you can be to a never nude without wearing cut-offs in the shower.
I'm a not nude unless it's dark and I have no idea who the fuck you are.
Yeah, there you go.
Even then, there's a question of whether or not I'm keeping the t-shirt on.
My cat, my cats don't even know what I look like naked.
Stop it.
My mirrors don't. actually, I guess that means I don't. So then Argo won the Writers Guild Award, which, like I said, there's so many rules about the Writers Guild that doesn't always happen that it goes along. But now it's won every single fucking guild.
I'll say it again. It pisses me off at the Academy Awards.
Now, what are you expecting to happen?
For Ben Affleck.
What are you expecting
pisses
to happen?
Me off.
Is he literally at the end of the show just going to stamp and flip everybody off?
No, because, I mean, there's so many famous snubs. And luckily, if you go to Oscar.org and you go to their website and you go to database, they have a trivia thing. And the other night at work, I was so goddamn bored. I floated to a different part of the restaurant and... So bored
in the back booth,
and I read all of it. So it was like all the movies that won Best Picture. Well, there's four of them that won Best Picture that weren't nominated for Best Director. All the people who've been snubbed famously, and Steven Spielberg is one of the most famous. Up until he won for Schindler's List, he was considered like the most snubbed director of all time because E.T. he wasn't nominated The Color Purple. I think Jaws might have been his only nomination, but he kept getting Best Picture nominations, but not Best Director.
So he's holding some good company.
Right. So, and Alfred Hitchcock famously never won an Oscar for Best Director, but Rebecca won for Best Picture, so there's one of the biggest snubs. So it's common. It's not uncommon, but to win every Guild Award going in, if it doesn't win Best Picture, like, there's going to be some money lost somewhere. Somebody's got to be placing bets.
Yeah. Maybe I should.
And if it doesn't, then what does? And now it leaves everyone kind of guessing, well, what will win Best Director? Because no one's won anything. Like, what's left? And I really think it's going to be Life of Pi. My guess is you're going to go for the big... money movie that it's like the
cinematic,
biggest hit around the world. It's
blockbuster.
Supposedly impossible to film. Absolutely gorgeous. He's a beloved director, but he's got a lot of Oscars. Everybody in these stories, this is that year that everybody already has Oscars. Like, Ang Lee has like two or three.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg has three.
Right.
Like, everybody's got their Oscars, so it's kind of funny how that's going to go. Oh my God, I cannot. I was so ready to ruin The Walking Dead for the rest of the world, but I won't ruin it for you. I was thinking.
Honest to God, Al, I was literally cooking dinner tonight and I was walking back in and I thought, I don't know why it came into my head and I went, oh shit.
And I was.
I knew it had been on and I didn't think about it.
And I was thinking after, because the big comeback, last week was the big comeback.
Yes.
And then this week was, it was going on and I was kind of brushing my teeth and I'm like, okay, this show is just. What the fuck just happened? And what? I seriously...
The fuck was that?
Because he loses his shit right at the end.
Oh, no. I dropped my toothbrush on the floor. I have to get a new toothbrush. And I just hit rewind.
It was your own floor. Just wash it.
I know how dirty I am.
That's why he's getting a new one.
If you're not, like, The Walking Dead, just when you think you're going to get away from that show, oh my God, it gets...
It sucks you back in. I'm like, yeah, I'm going home tonight.
Tonight.
I'm
watching
it
the minute that I mean.
I'm getting excited already.
Wow.
I was like, oh.
That was a lot.
It is. It's a... an exciting moment. You guys, you should jump on board.
I don't think so.
Yeah, do it.
Well,
I
was having lunch with Renee yesterday and he was like,
rubbing that in, don't you?
Yeah.
You bring that
so
up?
He was he was talking about, I remember I was saying Jessica Chastain is starring in The Heiress on Broadway, yet she appears all over the globe at award shows on her one day off. I want to meet her travel
Busy
agent because that shit's going on.
Yeah, you did. I remember you mentioned
she was
that.
She was at the BAFTAs. Like, she made it to London and back to be there for the next night's performance.
She must have just literally got on the plane after. She's like, good night, thank you, and on the plane.
So Renee had just seen, he went and saw it. I had missed it, but Renee saw it, and he was talking about it. And he goes, and you know, the guy from Downton Abbey's on there. And I'm like, oh, I don't watch that show. And we were done with lunch. He was like, I don't even know you anymore. He's like, there is a Maggie Smith vehicle currently on the television that you are not watching. It's on every award show. I'm like, I just haven't found it yet.
Somebody, it was something big happened on Downton Abbey. It was all over Facebook, and everyone's like, not Matthew. I don't know who that is, but apparently something happened.
Something horrible.
Oh, Matthew.
Horrible. Do you have more entertainment things coming up, Al?
That's it.
Carl. I can delete that note. And say I even wrote that down.
It is the end of hour one. God, it seems like we've been here forever already.
Looks like it, too.
Hours two and three are coming up just moments from now. It's the show with Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. It's Q-Talk America, our first night with live video. You're in studio with Katie, Marnie, Al, and myself. I'm Clayton McKee. And sitting right here to my right is Joe DeGanzik.
Hi, Joe.
He may or may not be in a shot. We're not sure. We'll be back right after this on Q-Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Q-Talk America. This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to hour two. It's a little crossover. Hope you like our new music. If you don't, fuck you. you didn't pay to listen, and we didn't pay to get it.
way to keep fans engaged.
They love us. The more I found out at Apollo's doing my bingo show, the more you insult people, the more they stay and listen to you. Listen to you.
That's true.
Al worked for 9 years at BS West. The more he insulted people, the more they showed up. And
10 years and 2 weeks. The ruder I was, it was like Ed DeBevick. They just kept coming back.
Yeah,
so they couldn't get enough.
You do realize that Aaron just put it in here. Now that we can see you, let's take the partial nudity part out.
It's a funny disclaimer,
well,
Ernie.
That's funny.
Isn't Ernie supportive?
Here we go.
We'll get to that, Ernie.
Done.
We'll get to that. Oh, it's hour two, and if you've been listening for all the months that we've been on, and I can't imagine why you had anything else better to do, we do a little drinking game, and we start at the beginning of the second hour, and since Al wrapped up his entertainment segment early, I think we can do this. Let's see if I can manage to do... I have so many things going on right now at the same time. Oh, horse shit. And I mean that literally.
Not literally.
Not literally. No, no, no.
Joe, does the figure disclaimer mean drinking disclaimer? Let's see if we can pull this shit off. I shouldn't have made that drink so strong.
Oh, God, it's going to be one of those shows.
Oh, it's already there.
Game on.
Game on, exactly.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's see if I can manage to do all these. I have to press so many buttons at the same time now. We'll see
what
happens.
That's what she said.
Oh, Laura says no more cheating. Whatever, Laura. Hey, make Joel show up again and bring me some pizza. That's all I need in my life. But we'll get there. All right, let's see if we can pull this off. It's the drinking game right here on Q-Talk America on a Tuesday night.
We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well done.
All right, Alfred.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What, by chance, is our drinking word this week?
Blade Runner.
Surprise! Bang, bang.
What made you choose that, Al?
Oh, just little birdie. Shot in my ear.
Oh my god, that's funny shit.
Oh, that's good.
Stand by while I update our drinking word super. Oh my god. Mm. This is good. Okay, go ahead and talk to the people, Al.
All right. So we gotta start with this. Well, first we gotta figure out what the hell my goddamn password is for Facebook. It turns out I don't know. I was going to be all fancy. Oh, and we got to make a blended drink.
Wait, I do. I have stuff for blended drinks.
Okay.
So I don't. Oh, good. I'm not really like a very mixologist, but I've got Canadian mist, frozen lemonade, and eggs.
Yep, we're in.
Yeah.
Oh.
In business. Eggs. Eggs. Remember?
Yes, the eggs.
To make it frothy.
So, to throw up.
Here's my little take on this before I start building drinks. Before I start playing the adult version of Build-A-Bear.
I don't need to build a bear.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly. No.
Shave, for the love of God. I don't want a bear.
Right.
So, allegedly, right. Now he came out with his report today.
Who?
The Blade Runner drank.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. He came out.
We're going to be fucked.
We're going to have to pull up the
story. Hey, covert op, shut your fucking mouth. My mom approved the Canadian mist. is that how you insult the listeners? Is that how you get them to stay?
It's one of them. It's one of them. There's so many. Then a sundry of insults.
Oh, he'll like it. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He said that he had been burgled recently, if I'm conjugating that verb correctly. And that's why he kept a 9mm pistol around. So I guess he didn't put his leg in his story. He didn't put his legs on,
right.
But he heard a noise after in the bathroom.
He stumped. According to the quote, he used his stumps.
His stumps. I mean, doily. He stumped doily down the hallway.
No running.
And then the intruder that wasn't after medals. He just wanted to be
no stumping.
He wanted to be in the water closet of South Africa. Exactly.
What? The water.
No, because it wasn't just, it's a bathroom that has, like, the toilet.
Just the toilet.
In a separate room.
Oh.
So someone broke into his house to take a shit in his story, which makes it kind of unbelievable. Like, and he's fired through a closed door while telling his girlfriend to yell for help.
After he had gotten the gun from underneath the bed that she was supposedly sleeping in.
I know.
Because it was super dark.
We got some questions, OJ. A couple questions.
Seriously. If the Blade Runner doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
So then, but I guess there's like a bloody cricket.
There's a bat.
Cricket bat.
Yes, there is.
I mean, there's all kinds of shit.
Nothing else.
I don't know, but I just feel... I don't know. He was such a good-looking, inspirational man.
Looks don't matter.
And for almost 6 or 7
makes
months.
It a little more sad to me.
How?
Because if he was ugly, then
it'd be easier.
Yeah.
I call it the Tom Brady rule. You know what I mean? From saying it live. Like, sexual harassment from Tom Brady is fine.
Yes, right? It is,
from
actually.
From me, unpleasant.
Stop.
Well, let's do a little comparison shopping there. I don't think it really reaching too far. Tom Brady starts crawling up inside me. Okay.
Well,
it's a work setting, but let's
don't
do it.
Stop.
Can we dim the
don't
lights?
Stop.
Thinking about tomorrow.
Stop. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and then
Blade Runner.
So then the other point before I make this fucking drink is that was Zimmerman, George Zimmerman, the Stand Your Ground guy in Florida.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Not his neighborhood, and he was not asked to be the armed
helpful
security guard.
Right.
But they were going through, because his brother was on, for some reason his brother was on Real Time with Bill Maher on Friday. Yeah. And he was talking about that neighborhood had recently been burgled a lot, so he thought he should have a gun. Now, I've been burgled.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
So my point is, like, if this phone rings and ADT says, there's somebody in your house, shoot to kill. Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Because if you're one of the people that has a key to my house and you decide you're going to go to my house now, fuck you. Shoot to kill.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Yeah, I'll go to the trial later and I'll explain how I got my leg off. Yeah. And the
can I just
bat.
Take a minute to write that down? I am one of the people that has a key to not
don't pull a Pistorius, whatever you do.
But you also have Blade Runner. You also have the clicker button to turn off the alarm system. So
apparently I have a clicker button to turn off a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hashtag and not lucky.
You might want to use that with a little more discretion. So that's it. Discuss.
you're going to studio. Oh, you're going to.
Well, yeah, I have to. Ooh.
Studio A.
Take that with you.
Cocktails.
Hang on. I'm going to take an overall shot here. Here we go. Now, for those of you who are listening at home, Al is taking the blender. He's going over to the studio.
Hamilton Beach.
Yeah.
Do we have cameras?
But all we'll see is your legs.
All of a sudden, I want cameras.
Great. All of a sudden, he wants cameras. I'm sure he does.
There he is.
Oh, look, you can see him. If you look, oh, look at that.
Wait.
Hi.
All we see is him from the waist down in Studio A getting
the bike racks.
Yeah. Obviously, you can see the bikes that are in the shot. Joe, point to those. We can see you in the shot. Point to, there's the bikes. Oh, look, it's Vanna DeGanzik, ladies and gentlemen. Very good.
A little window into studio.
So
wait,
so now what is he making?
Okay, remember what is his mother's name?
I can't remember.
Ruth.
Yeah. Ruthie. This is Ruthie. Ruthie's
Frothy. We're making more of those.
Yeah. Remember I was saying last week.
Those are good.
I was saying last week that I loved it so much and I wanted the recipe and then but then we were drinking hurricanes. So then this week when I opened up my phone and the first note that I saw was Canadian whiskey, lemonade and eggs, and I'm like, what? Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Oh yeah, I really wanted those drinks.
Right.
Maybe I need them because I'm going to try to Bikram tomorrow at 6 a.m. But I want them.
you are insane.
So I may be sweating out.
I'll probably be doing
the Ruthie's.
Right, you'll smell like specialty. That. Whatever the hell he's putting together.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. This will be. We tried to do a blender cam, but it didn't work out quite as well. But I'm sure that it'll still come across.
Fantastic.
Our 1977 Hamilton Beach blender will still be able to utilize. I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
I really, really love the idea of a blender cam.
Hey, Blade Runner, hurry the fuck up.
We just got a flip off from Alan, Studio A. It's very exciting.
I like it.
Oh, my heavens.
I like it a lot.
All right, so.
Remind,
what?
Remind the listeners of the open house next month. They can actually come and see it.
Oh, yeah.
I like how
Wait a minute, are people going to be just standing there like we're a bunch of fucking zoo animals?
Allegedly, here's what's going to happen. I'm gonna finish painting and doing Studio A, and then we're gonna have the little like an ice cream show social, and then people are gonna stand here
now,
and
can
watch
we have stadium
us.
Seating?
Can we get stadium seating?
Let's get bleachers.
We could do, or just like four ladders and people just stand on various levels.
Be perfect.
That'd be nice.
I'll bring my ladders.
It'll look like a choir.
Totally. Yeah,
but I was envisioning more of like a sexy lounge, maybe some IKEA furniture.
Well, we could put things up right here, and then they could dance behind us.
like a plush carpet.
Is this international sign for dance? I'm not sure what this is. Katie, if you can figure out how to make Studio A a sexy lounge, I would like your input.
Yeah. I'm on board. My credit card's not on board, but I'm on board with someone else's credit card.
I'm sure. Okay, now wait.
For the Blade Runner to come in and give us.
Sure, we can. Now, Al's got the blender. Stand by. Now, if you're watching at home, and I can't imagine why you're not.
This is good. You should be.
Start it. Let's go, Al. Oh, shit.
Well played.
Oh,
it's a bad sign.
I gotta do what?
At least it's not her sign of the night. At least.
That's the blender.
But last week, really, we were so giggly. Like, I realized after a couple hurricanes in, how really giggly, we just all were.
Now, does giggly stand for drunk?
I had to put down the hurricane.
Yeah.
On this show, giggly stands for on air.
Hey, then, of course, we all went, which was fun, to Charlie's afterward for Fat Tuesday.
Yeah,
and
I
really begged Ruben to maybe come in and play bartender.
One I think we need people to sign up.
Tuesdays,
truly.
And he said he would be in.
He's off on Tuesday, so he could do that.
He said he would come and do it.
Yeah.
Don't you think we should have it? I mean, really, we need... People have us to look at every week, and they're so excited about that.
Yeah.
They are.
But if we had a sexy bartender...
and or whatever sexy might stand for, but a different...
Yeah.
Every week.
Anyone who's in here...
However they self-identify.
You mean to have a different guest bartender?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Like, have a name drawing?
But what that would have to do, that entails...
like it's a winning thing.
Like you win. You get to come make us drinks.
I'm stumped. I'm the Blade Runner.
But what that means is that somebody has to schedule all that shit. And God, we are so busy.
I'm stumped. Look at that.
I'm the Blade Runner.
She was ready. Did you know
that's funny.
The night in advance. You
no,
were
no, I've been making fun of this Pistoria shit.
By the way, there's the drinking word, Blade Runner. Every time you hear us say something to Blade, I'm going to include, can we include Stump or Stumpy
it's
on that?
Stump. Oh, Stumpy. Stump.
So. Sure. Any variation thereof.
Here, Al, I'm going to give you this cup. Can I give you that?
Well, thank you,
let's
Al.
All get some before we go to the jumbo size there, girl.
Oh, I didn't mean you had to fill it.
Well, it is his show.
Clearly.
That's fair.
Open house is March 26th at 5:30. Fuck.
What do you think, Tyler?
We have a lot to do.
See, Al doesn't look so mean.
Al's not. He doesn't look mean. He is.
He doesn't doesn't look like a killer.
No,
that's not kind of fair.
He doesn't look like a Pistorius.
No.
Well, she looks like she could burn down a plantation.
He doesn't look like a Blade Runner at all.
I think we should make it in the chat room. Like, if you know the movies I'm quoting, you win prizes.
Well, we have to get... What in the hell was that, Marnie?
I just threw my bottle out.
Wow.
By the way, I do that every week.
Yeah, but it's never been so loud.
All right, somebody's got to learn the recipe for the next thing because it's really tricky.
Cheers. No, it's not.
Oh, cheers.
Here.
Should we add some pink Moscato to it?
Oh, hey. Here we go.
She is not in charge of wine.
No. Oh, my God.
I know.
It's all good.
I should never be.
My God. I like that.
I like how delighted you are.
This is our cheers to our first live.
Our first live.
Taping.
May it rest in peace. Blade Runner.
May we look thinner than we feel.
We're still on the air.
I don't know how many cameras are on us, but there's apparently a lot. Three.
Exactly.
Oh,
three.
Well, that can't be good.
That's from Friends. You know, the camera adds 10 pounds. How many cameras are on you?
Yeah. There's that.
That's really good.
These are fantastic.
Really good. Seriously.
Makes me want to run with
a
blade.
I'll make the next batch.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to try?
Yeah, I'm going to. Nice. I mean, I bartended for a little bit.
We can write these things down. Actually, Joe somebody will figure out how to text you.
We should put some of these blender recipes because they're fun. Pool season is coming.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
And if you're not going to be near a pool, be near a blender.
And, yeah. Tyler is cracking me up.
And there's nothing like blending these drinks and being near a pool because there's sudden drowning involved, I'm sure, at some point.
These were all... Now, this one was not invented poolside. This one was invented in the snowy north.
Yeah, it's good.
But all the other blender drinks that I make, the concoctions that one time included cake...
Yes, they did.
I ran out of mixer, but I had ice cream cake left that said, get the fuck out, Shane. That was his goodbye cake, his going away cake. So we actually put the cake in the blender with rum.
Nice work.
It was delicious.
Nice work.
Yum.
So we'll do all the, because I'm a master with the poolside blender, so, where everybody's fucked up at me because I drink like half of one and I'm like, too sweet. Straight vodka. Because last week I was sober. Like, you guys were.
Yeah.
I was.
What the fuck is Moscato?
I also, in addition to having that drink recipe, like some pictures of us. I mean,
oh yeah, she decided a camera bomb. What
yeah,
good idea.
Wouldn't that be fun to see? Yeah, right, photo shooting.
Oh, did Tyler just wait?
I wish I was there.
I know, right? Well, that'd be neat to see.
Yeah, good.
Okay, I got to catch up. I can't make any more drinks. So now, was Tyler saying that it
Did
humanized me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He what you?
It humanizes him.
It puts the whiskey in the blender. It gets
it's
the
hose
again. All right, I need a goddamn doily. Oh, I know where my napkins are.
Where are you? You made a mess?
I gotta go through the trash and get my napkins.
Again, you're on video. Remember that.
Sanitary napkins.
You know what we're missing from our first 2 or 3 months are those Sani hands. I can see them in Studio A. We'll get them later.
I'm not going back there. I'm not going back to that dirty place. Well, I guess it's back to Studio A for me.
Oh, it's back to the perfume counter. Where the hell is that?
Where do we land? Like, are you guys okay with these people like arming themselves and then always shooting the wrong person? Like, where did we go from there? All of a sudden,
Then we were just focused on you and your sexy drink making booty.
Why. Isn't that weird? We were just focused on Al.
So the Blade Runner and the guns and the whole thing.
Oh, back
drink.
To the, back
now
to
they're race. Gonna know if we're cheating.
I know.
Oh my God!
You should always have something in your glass.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah. H. Christ. His middle name was Henry, by the way. I know that.
Oh,
I actually wrote that down as a little part of a segment that I feel like I'm gonna try to carry on weekly called Guns, Guns, Guns. So yeah. I actually
carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you were
people
done.
People blew up in Kansas today. Speaking of it,
oh why?
Why?
Oh yeah. I don't actually. I feel
somebody
like
told them about evolution.
Did you like that tie-in? Carry on my wayward son, Kansas.
I gotcha.
I feel like maybe
delayed
there
feed.
Was not. Why did I feel like Brian Williams told me tonight on the NBC Nightly News? Thanks, Brian. That people weren't injured. I have a big crush. I have a huge crush.
You have a news crush?
Yeah. I have a news crush. I have a big time news crush on Brian Williams. So I just wanted to get that in there.
I kind of have one on Diane Sawyer. We just like
one of his
together.
Daughters is on Girls.
Allison Williams.
We like to be exhausted the
she's
next day.
That's
so
his daughter.
Fun. Yeah.
I've never seen the show, but I wanted to act like I was involved.
Oh my God, that's her?
I feel like I'm blade running somewhere.
And getting nowhere because I don't know how to use those either.
Nowhere fast. There's the drinking word again.
Tyler's fantastic.
But okay. So in addition to Oscar Pistorius being super freaked out of the criminal locked in his toilet, also Adam Lanza, there's a new documentary coming out called Raising Adam Lanza, which makes me feel a little bit sad.
You mean Lanza or Lambert?
No, Adam Lanza, the one who did the Connecticut school shooting.
Oh,
so crazy. There's a documentary, right. And part of the
slightly different
part,
very different, less highlighted.
Different genres, different medium.
Yeah,
both artists, but in different mediums.
Oh, that is so.
I know.
So well, too soon. Maybe.
Well, needs a medium now.
But they're one of the biggest things that they were saying is that Adam Lanza had all of these news clippings from another mass teen shooter.
Did he have a podcast?
Oh, yes.
In the Netherlands or something.
Yes, he was inspired by the guy that went to the island.
And he was inspired by this guy had written some things. Of course, this hasn't aired yet, so I'm just hearing this from clips, but had written some things about wanting to be on par with this guy or he was inspired.
So
by
that's why he chose children then, because that's what that guy did. He went to, and it was
Wales, wasn't it?
No, it was in the Netherlands. It was in the land of white people.
Okay, yeah, and blondes.
And it was
white blondes.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was like a teen camp for social progressives, their version of social progressives.
Right. So Adam Lanza was really into this guy. The other thing that I learned about him was that he had, obviously we know he had some issues, but that he blacked out, like black paint, black curtains, blacked out his bedroom his game room, so that he was in entire like sensory deprivation. And he did this to himself. And in this game room was just him and the big screen TV, and he was playing target practice games. And you would get extra points in these games for making kill shots. So not just shooting people, but like getting in the kill shot.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just really interesting. And I'll be interested to watch it. But then my second thought was, you know, if he was kind of inspired by this mass shooter in the Netherlands, then is all of the media coverage of someone like Adam Lanza inspiring the next person?
Right, and that's why they made that thing. And there's been so many shootings now. I can't remember if it was the Colorado shooting or if it was the Newtown one, where the people were asking, please don't say his name. Like, stop.
It was Newtown.
A lot of the media outlets have actually stopped doing that. There were actually several that I listened to back when we were going to the Aurora, Colorado. They just refused. They said the shooter. They would not give his name.
Showing his image. But then you get someone like me who, like, if I'm bored with YouTube in the middle of the night, like, I will get up and watch A&E biography on serial killer.
Me too.
Because, you know, Dexter is my favorite show. My idea of sex now is getting drunk and talking about Dexter. Everyone knows that.
Here we go, Tyler.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I would aim higher.
But really. You know, so this is your thing, is watching the A&E. That's totally, I'm into it as well. So I'm part of the machine that feeds into, you know, this like kind of gory, graphic, shocking news. But I don't know.
The signal goes out to everyone. And it could land on people that just have like macabre fascinations, or it could go to somebody who like sits in a dark room and plots it out.
Oh my god!
And says, "Oh, I can do this." Right?
But this is someone whose mother was like,
"Not get caught."
Yeah,
whatever. Right.
Well, no, he wanted to get caught. He wants to be infamous that guy. But and so as the parent, and this was a woman who was deeply concerned. Like, she was trying to get him committed, I know there was that letter that turned out to not be true.
That she was so the mom was concerned about him, but also was trying to encourage him to get some independence, and was like kind of tired of having this baby on her hands. She was divorced, starting to date a new guy. But here's what I think is weird. She was taking him to the gun range and practicing target shooting with him as a way to bond with him.
Right.
That was part of this article.
Because she was a gun enthusiast. So what, you know, that's
I
what,
just, that to me.
If I'm your mom, you're going to go to Broadway musicals. If she's your mom, you're going to go to the gun range. Like that, you're just going to go with what
I just, it seems weird though. If you're worried about your troubled, you know, introverted son or daughter.
What a great way to meet people, don't you think?
Take a deranged motherfucker to the gun range.
He might have met a Blade Runner. You ever know?
Well played.
Drink. And then she's got an arsenal for him to tap into. It's crazy. It's crazy. It is.
I'd love to do more facials, Tyler, but, you know, I can't afford them.
Tyler is asking, Tyler, that sounds dirty.
That does.
Do more facials. Thank you very much.
You know, I've always wanted a pearl necklace.
Really?
Why not? Come on.
We can give you one.
We can't all be Blade Runners, for the love of Jesus.
Well, okay.
I love that he was an international hero and inspiration for almost 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. When you still Google him, he's just a good looking guy. His picture comes up and all of the good news about him. And I'm going, I wonder how long until that little sidebar Wikipedia page is like, murderer.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but wasn't it that the initial story was that his brother or cousin or somebody was the one who shot her? The initial story that came out right after it happened was that it was like a family member did it, not him. And then all this crazy shit, like it's all going to be documented. So stick with one story. I mean,
and that's the hard part about lying is you got to keep track of them. Like you got to start category. Like the truth, you'll always kind of remember or remembered how you want to. But the lies, you got to keep them labeled and in the right.
And I am so glad I've never killed somebody.
Notice that Blade Runner over here didn't say that, you know, she's so glad she doesn't lie. It was, I'm so glad I've never killed her.
Hashtag lucky, really. Yeah.
Were there thoughts at some point that you actually were going to?
Not necessarily.
Not anymore.
Keeping all of those lies straight just really seems exhausting.
It is. It's very.
And I think I would get involved in the lying. Like, I don't know if I'd just come right out and be honest from the start.
I would try to sell a glamorous story.
Yeah.
Before
I was
like, oh, wait, the real one's better.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Okay, no, I have to, because there's a Babe the Pig reference in the chat room. And what's his name? Speaking of entertainment news. God damn it. He's from the movie Babe, Oscar nominated.
The pig?
He was on, yes. Thank you. He was in Babe. He was on.
Hopefully, he's the dad guy.
James Cromwell.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
James Cromwell was recently arrested in some kind of protest, and they said, and he looked at the cop and said, that'll do, pig.
Nicely done.
I cannot remember who to give credit to for that joke, but I thought it was hysterical. That'll do, pig. Well, there we pissed off the police, the Asians, the Japanese.
The developmentally disabled, according to George Carlin.
That was 19 minutes in.
No. Yeah. 19, thank you.
Thanks, George.
Now, soft language. It's on YouTube, and it's a George Carlin stand-up routine from right before he died, and it's about soft language.
No, it's a good one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And my favorite one, God damn it, I have no memory, is calling them minimally exceptional.
How would your parents feel about being... He's minimally exceptional.
He's not dumb. He's minimally exceptional.
And
it was all these ways to like, and he was just how horrible the word handicapable is. Like how truly offensive. He's like, cripples in the Bible. You can use that word. Like you can say they're handicapped. Handicapable makes it seem like, well, that's all they can do.
There's nothing in the dictionary about crippled. He said, you know, like that's bad. My dad was paralyzed from the waist down. And that whole thing, it was all during that time that handicapped, he died in 87. But handicapped and handicapable then became the big thing. And that was our joke. Like, hey, Pops, you handicapable today?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
It's stupid.
The only word really took offense to, thank you, I can still speak English, is invalid. Because that means invalid. I mean, all you're doing is put a European pronunciation on the word invalid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not even dressing that pig up.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not even putting Blade Runners on and have it run across the room. God, it's hard to get that word in.
You chose it.
I know.
But we're doing well.
I actually feel like I've gotten more word of the day in with Blade Runner today than usual. So good
and
job.
There's nothing to say we can't go to the Harrison Ford movie. There aren't rules. It's hard to fit Stumpy into that movie, but hell fuck, we'll try.
We will get there.
Hell fuck is a hard one to put together, too, if you ever want to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you these white women problems you have?
Yeah, those are some first world
modern
issues.
Cursing and all that's wrong with it.
All that's wrong with it, yes. Holy shit.
So, and Mark Martinez is getting his revenge on us. I was trying to put it on Facebook, but I lost the ability. He sent me a message. He's watching us on his 55-inch TV. The word motherfucker comes quickly to mind, which rolls off the tongue much easier than hellfuck.
We can change. I mean, or Blade Runner. We can change the word.
Yeah, we can. No, I'm just kidding.
I have editing ability.
No. Why would we change it? Well, we can change it to hellfuck?
No, motherfucker.
It's getting easier to say.
Oh, well.
Crap damn it. That's
crap,
one that
damn
I like to
oh,
use.
Crap damn it.
Crap damn it's a good.
Because you're almost not swearing there.
Right. No, it's a good one.
You get all the venom, but none of the, like, you're going to hell later.
Yeah, we made a cuss jar at my house because Palmer's starting to mimic us. And now, when
really?
I know.
Yeah.
Awesome. And now she dropped her pacifier today and out of her crib and looks over the edge and starts going, shoot, 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 shoot. And I'm like, I hope that's shoot. I'm in my head that was shoot. Because
isn't that
God
that
only
whole
knows
duck and fuck thing?
It could have been shit, shit, shit. So I we're a little worried. So crap damn
was there
it's
a
safe.
Fist, was there a fist pump involved?
Shoot, 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 shoot.
She was up in the club.
That's nice. She was working.
There could have been. Yeah,
she was in her
but
crib.
But it's getting freaky deaky.
She was in her crib.
She was in the crib. Yeah. It was. It's. Oh, what'd she crawl out of? Oh, I think I said that last
time. Oh yeah, you did.
But she. But so crap. Damn, it's a, like a little bit safer when I have to when I have to go there than shit or. Or anything else, really.
Well, obviously, the whole fucking duck kind of came into play last week. You were talking about that.
Yeah, and fork
a big deal.
Is the other one,
fuck,
too.
Fuck Goose, yeah.
Yeah, Fuck Goose. It's a
dangerous
game
kindergarten
love.
Game, yeah. The,
I hope
I guess I'm drunk. I'm drunk enough for this. 60th Street story. So the lady, when I grew up, the lady down the street that looks like Lainey Kazan and is so much fun. Her granddaughter listens a lot. She taught us all to swear. Like, we all learned variations on the word fuck from her. She taught us the right way to say, what the fuck, Alfie, and, you know, what the shit. She just has a delightful way of swearing. And we all learned more colorful swearing from her. Well, everyone just assumed that the grandchildren would not catch it from her.
Sure.
So she was babysitting my niece, which is not her granddaughter, babysitting my niece and my sister went to pick her up and they were standing outside. It was a nice summer day. And the woman that cuts everyone's hair that lives on the end of the block is walking down the street with her dog. And my niece goes, oh, here comes fucking Pepper to piss all over my flowers.
Stop!
And my niece was like 4 or 5 years old. And Grandma Angie just looked down like, don't know where she heard that before.
That's good.
Fantastic.
I like it.
Comes fucking Pepper
like
to piss
whole
all over
sentence.
The flowers again.
And like, she's pissed about the flowers.
Because she thinks that's how you react to seeing a dog. That is the exact that's response fantastic. To seeing Isabel and her dog Pepper.
And then so awesome.
My other niece was my because I called them all my nieces, but only a couple of them are like blood kind of blood nieces.
Right.
So two that are sisters, they're being babysat by my sister.
Yeah.
And the younger one is in the back seat near car seat, and she's just going like, God damn it, God damn it, God damn it. And my sister turns around and like kind of like gives her a little nudge to stop saying that.
Right.
And her sister, who's like, I think they're like 3 and 6. The 6-year old goes, oh, you got to hit her a lot harder than that if you want her to stop swearing. Quite naturally to me and my family. That's just whiskey blender drinks.
That's a good story.
It is 8:30 on a Tuesday.
From the mouth of a 6-year old.
It is 8:30
on a Tuesday. Like she has two.
8:30 on a Tuesday night. We are halfway through hour two here at Q Talk America. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That is me. I'm here with Al Perkins, Marty Ryer, Katie June. We're only halfway through because we have 3 hours, and the way I do math from a public education standpoint, we have another hour and a half to go.
We do?
Oh,
you're right.
We'll be back right after this, right here on Q Talk America.
And now, we dance.
And now a special offer from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Did you know that TLAGay.com is one of the world's largest online and mail-order retailers, offering the very best in gay entertainment? From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD as well as video on demand, they also have literature, ebooks, and yes, even toys. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And right now, their current bestseller is an exclusive DVD called Global Warming. It contains 2 award-winning short films from gay writer-director Reed Waterer. You can only find this at TLAGay.com. And right now, through the end of February, if you go to the website, TLAGay.com/QTalk, and do your shopping from all the products and services that they have to offer, you can use the coupon code QTalk at your checkout and receive 10% off of your order. And that's in addition to any other discounts that they're currently offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com, which, by the way, is a gay-owned and operated company that's been around since the 90s. And QTalk America is proud to promote this out and proud company. Once again, it's TLAGay.com.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
All right, we are back at 8:33. It's QTalk America. It's the show with Clayton McKee, Al Perkins, Marty Ryer, and Katie June is in Studio A getting what? Oh, she's going to make another blended drink?
Yes. Well, we're almost out.
She is out.
We're thirsty, Blade Runner.
I understand.
Well, we split that 5 ways. So I mean,
I know we did, and I think in 77 they made blenders smaller.
I was going to say we need a bigger blender.
Well, no,
like
we're going to need a bigger boat.
Well, yes.
Oh, by the by, totally off topic at all. Weird. I saw. Does anybody else here watch CBS Sunday Morning?
Nope.
It's like the morning show on CBS. They actually had I never knew about this ship. My mom watches it. I'm sure a few other people do.
I think Brendan Robin actually watched that.
They had. I didn't realize that there was a USS United States ship. It was a ship that was built by the man who did all of the, like, the World War II. He designed and all of the ships and the war fighting stuff for all of World War II. But when that was over, they built and designed a ship called the USS United States. It was commissioned, I want to say, in 59, 60, somewhere in there. And then it was decommissioned in 69. But it was quite a luxurious ship, bigger than the Titanic. It actually still holds the world record for crossing the Atlantic. Thank you for the
That's European.
Yeah, thank you. It still holds the speed record for crossing the Atlantic. There's all these things, and it's been in sort of a disarray for many, many years, and it's actually up for being sold as scrap. And they're actually trying to raise money to restore it to its original luster. The daughter of the man who designed it is actually championing it. I think it's called Save the United States or ssunitedstates.org. You can find it. But at CBS Sunday Morning, if you want to go to their website and look for it, there really is a great story that they did on it, showing it when it originally was christened and it sailing and all of the fine dining and the tables and everything that they did on it. It's really, really cool. I had no idea that the ship was in existence. All right. Katie June is back in studio.
Built and used.
Built and used for many, many years.
And
many
the Titanic, years. Because it runs into an iceberg, gets all the attention?
No. Well, obviously it sank. But, yeah, I mean, well, the USS United States...
Don't give away the movie!
Yeah.
Don't give away the movie!
The SS United States never sank, but it was bigger and it was more luxurious.
Yeah, but why don't they ever, like, bring that kind of thing up? Like, and then there's one that worked.
Wait, this is funny. The USS...
Hang on, Al's reading something.
Kind of.
Wait. Take a wide shot and showed Katie. There's the blender.
Well, that was rude.
No.
Okay, so the USS United States.
What did you make, Katie? Do you know?
Another whiskey.
Oh, my God. Stuff. I love you for
another
that.
Another whiskey, what have you. All Seriously, right. If you get all these movie references, write them down. Okay, so it says the third ship of the United States Navy named for the nation was to be the lead ship of a new design of aircraft carrier in 1948. But then it was subsequently canceled, and it was... So unless there's another one,
it was made into a luxury liner, but it was also able to be converted.
The SS United States is a luxury liner built in 1952. Okay, so I gotcha. Oh no! I it's called the SS United States. I was thinking it was a military ship.
Oh no!
It's a cruise liner.
Yeah,
okay.
Cruise liner. Yes, similar to the Titanic but bigger.
Thank God I used the disambiguation feature.
The fuck does that mean?
It's European.
Oh my God! There we are.
But I think I used it correctly.
Oh, maybe.
My heavens! Joe is telling me something important. I'm not sure. What are you doing?
Oh, red light.
Oh, we're on red light. Well, the red light doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I was so busy ignoring it, I barely knew what to do.
What do you need, Katie?
You have a big one.
What?
Oh!
What? You have a big Blade Runner.
Put it, cheese and rice.
Hot diggity.
I'm not sure how well this is going to go.
Okay, now, because I guess we didn't talk about it last week.
Yes, Lori, it looks like shit. It's in a dock. That's why they're trying to rehabilitate the ship. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Is she stoned? Is Laura stoned?
Well, we don't know. At this point, we don't know.
So here's our news story for the first time. Did you hear about
Blade Runner Obvious.
Mm-hmm. The Blade Runner on the plane that called the baby... The
oh, yes, and slapped him.
Slapped the kid.
Yes.
What the fuck? Now,
got fired.
Now, I don't approve. I don't approve him calling the N-word, and but I do agree with slapping him because
you're going to need to slap that kid hard if you want to stop.
But how many flights have we all been on where it's like, geez, just shut the kid up?
Everyone. There's nothing you can do. I mean,
yes, there's an airline that schedules flights that have no children on them. Fly on that.
Oh, that's for you to do.
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Right.
Early or stay up late for
because it. Because I've actually done it. I used to go home at Christmas time all the time to New York, and it was the biggest fucking nightmare. Now every year I need a new excuse as to why I will never do it. So they all think I'm coming until about November, and I'm like, oh my God, I just got elected Pope.
oh, you're resigning? Yeah. I'm so busy that day.
Because I just can't do it. But one time I had to fly with a head cold. And I was almost a screaming baby. My head was plugged up. I thought I was dying.
The pressure differential.
I literally thought my eardrums were going to burst and bleed out. It was horrible.
And it was so bad. Like, I was actually like kind of tearing up. And I'm thinking, okay, it's 5 hours across the country. Like, land this fucking plane.
Yeah.
Terrorism was kind of new, so I didn't really know how to do it, to threaten with it. But
imagine being a baby. And
Tyler is asking if you're sure you have not already slapped a child.
Probably.
Just yesterday.
Hashtag nope. Or children hashtag lucky.
But I mean, exactly. And I've never harmed an animal either, although there are things to say.
Let it go. Yeah.
He also doesn't own any of them.
Quit while you're behind.
We went nowhere with that. Rex Reed, who I found out was still alive.
Yeah, really.
I think he does reviews for the New York Observer, if I'm not mistaken. It's a New York paper. He did a review of Identity Thief. Now, okay, don't think it's funny. You didn't enjoy it. Whatever. Called Melissa McCarthy a hippopotamus, said she was too fat to be funny. I mean, the list goes on from this old tired faggot, queen, queer.
Big old tired faggot.
I mean, you gotta give it all back to him because he's just a cow of a human. Like,
right.
This is don't like something, that's fine. But to go to like that personal level and just mock her. And then it turns out Jenny McCarthy's her cousin.
Hysterical.
Oh, hysterical.
Hello, she's amazing.
Wait. Found out Jenny McCarthy is what?
It's her cousin.
Cousin.
Because Jenny McCarthy got on social media. Yeah. Clearly not ours.
No
we shut
kidding.
It off.
Yeah,
but, I didn't know that either.
No, I didn't either until she came out in defense of her cousin, it says.
That's fantastic.
But, she's fucking hysterical. She's hilarious. Yeah. I don't know anyone that does not think she is funny.
She is fantastic.
And so maybe the movie's lame. I don't know. Come on.
But you have to admit that even if that movie is terrible, that marketing campaign makes it look hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Like,
what
I'm kind of mad at myself that I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, you could even edit this show and do a promo and make it look like it's entertaining.
but think of how many movies that you watch.
Joe did it.
Like, that's not funny.
So Kelly went and saw the movie. And the only reason that I don't know is that she told me, I don't know if you're going to love it. And and she knows kind of what I'm super love and what I don't. And so it may be that all the funny parts are kind of in the... Right. But it doesn't matter. She's hysterical. I love Jason Bateman.
Seriously, he is so funny.
He's so great.
I like him.
I'm sure that it fits the audience that it's being geared towards wonderfully.
An hour and a half, people love it.
Whatever.
It's
stupid comedy. Like, just go and enjoy it. Don't badmouth.
But to do
Melissa
that, that's
you're
a
just
little...
opening yourself up for name calling. Was clearly we're doing on this show
we're doing
too. But
now,
But I mean, just the venom I felt when I heard her described like that. I'm like, have some critique of the movie.
Exactly.
You're not new to this. You're not some 16-year-old that just put down the tube sock and decided to write a movie blog.
Right.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with the tube sock.
But
by the
say
way.
That even say that she's a bad actor.
Right.
Even say like I think she's a bad actor.
Something about the craft.
But to just blatantly criticize just her for the way that she looks. You know, that happened to a news anchor. And remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
The bullying?
When the news anchor, the guy wrote in a letter was like, you're a fat pig, you're a horrible role model.
And then she went on the air.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. I'm giving you the weather. I don't care.
Right.
I'm not trying to role model to you.
Right, exactly.
And you're, you know,
I'm sure that 99 other stations give you some beauty queen pointing at the map.
Right.
Have y'all seen Fox?
Fox is seriously just Bim Bets.
No, I understand that.
My
I get
God,
that.
Something
I get that.
Crazy happened on Fox recently.
Just the one.
I'm sorry.
They got something right.
Yeah.
Hang on. Where the hell is it? We have to use. Oh, let's go. They got something right.
Obama. Obama was behind the meteor that hit Russia. It was a hoax, spurned by Obama. to so that he could have some proof for global warming.
You are fucking kidding
me. It was a headline printed. It wasn't even like someone just said it. It wasn't like some bimbo, you know, blonde news, God only knows what, said it. Like, they went to the, they took the time to make this a story and headline it on the bottom of the screen. And it just made me want to pull my hair out.
I have a friend that's on Facebook
all
the time.
Oh, my God.
He's on Facebook all the time, and he always has these horrible headlines. And then I was looking, the dateline is always foxnews.com. And I'm like, well, come on.
I know.
And it's not worth the time anymore. You just, like, come on, people.
It was shocking.
They had a big thing that got a splash everywhere about, they were saying that solar heating and solar energy isn't possible
here
in the United States. And the reason it works in Germany is because it's so much sunnier in Germany than it is here in the United States.
Did you watch that clip? Because I actually watched it. And the expert was like, well, I mean, it's much, much sunnier there. Oh,
and she's like, and it's a beautiful, gorgeous nation that we have. Like, she's trying to sell it like, well, it's lovely here, but it certainly is never sunny. And then they have a climate map.
Well, she has sunglasses on and a visor.
Be sure to wear your SPF.
Yeah.
This portion is sponsored by Coppertone.
Right, thank you.
And the Blade Runner.
Jodie Foster shows up and rubs it on her ass. Yes.
So then they showed in, I saw it on DavidPackman.com. I'm not wearing the sweatshirt today.
Yeah. You dressed up, actually, for this video.
Yeah, you look nice.
I put a shirt on.
Normally he
That's
is nude.
That's for partial nudity.
Exactly. Never nudes.
We covered up the partial nudity.
We begged him.
Can you please get out of your
bathroom? We're going live.
Our shirt today.
Just this once.
Thanks.
We're going live.
We're going live.
In 5, 4. Yeah.
Put the shirt on. 1.
No.
How do you feel about Cleveland?
Exactly. Oh my God. So they showed like climate maps, and then they showed like Germany, who has this very successful solar power program, and their climate map was similar to Alaska and Portland, and like the Portland, Vancouver, Seattle corridor. And we were sunnier in every other part. Like, even because they were saying, like, oh, it could never work in the Northeast. And the lady was so generous on Fox News. She was so kind. She said, now maybe in California this will work, you know, where the liberals live. Maybe. But clearly we've never seen sunshine here in the greater Northeast.
Never.
And David Pakman's based out of Massachusetts. And he's like, there's solar panels everywhere. Right. Like, clearly it works.
Oh, insanity.
Another
one of my crazy Fox Republican-y friends. She's the crazy mom who takes pictures for my daughter. She had this gigantic, like, vomit of the mouth. And this was almost the time that I said something. I always keep my mouth shut. About
Obama's. Really? I don't think it's true.
To her, I just, because she takes good pictures. And and they're cheap, you know? It's like, it's economical. Makes Palmer look good. And she went off on this crazy, batshit, crazy rant about Obama's real name is Joe something or other. I want to actually find it. Yeah.
And Rompiro. His name is Rompiro. Turns out I guessed right.
And he says, and this is his real name, and the reason we can't find his college transcripts is because it's under his real name, and he actually received...
Serious.
Completely. He received the Fulbright scholarship because he was a citizen foreign born and blah, da, 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 da. And then the scary part is that, first of all, and, you know, everything's in caps when she types. And then everybody else, all of her friends, are chiming in like, you are right on. I knew this all along. And I'm like,
come on.
Who are you people? Like, who
come on.
Are and, okay, you?
Two things. Now, first, you know that Engelbert Humperdinck is a stage name.
Right.
Which is the funniest thing ever, that they sat around a studio.
They chose that.
Right. That's an old joke from
his real
Eddie
name
Izzard.
Is Sophie Feldman.
Yeah.
That they also known as find this. Also known as the Blade Runner.
The Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah.
Drink.
Yeah. In his home country of blah, blah, blah. We've had to redact that part of the program.
We can't give him all the news all the time.
Exactly. Just some of the news when we feel like
when
it.
We like
it's
it.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone.
That's Tom Jones.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's Tom Jones.
Please release me. Let me. Thank you.
Engelbert.
Yeah. So back on top.
So you want to be elected president someday in the future. Let's pick a name that's going to get a black man elected. Barack Hussein Obama. That's it. That's the one.
I think that'll work.
That's the fake name you should use.
Right. He should have used George Jefferson.
His real name. Oh, wait. No. Released today. Under the name Barry.
White?
Sotero. Sotero.
Well, Barry is what he goes by. Yeah. Barry is his nickname since he didn't start
in high school. I think
he didn't start using Barack until he got political. I think, okay. And I think that last name might be his mom's maiden name.
Okay, well, this is the big conspiracy that this is his real name. He got foreign aid from Indonesia. I mean. Look at this. Like, this bitch goes on and on.
Well, the Indonesia thing is always going to haunt
camera,
him.
Can that be blocked out?
Yeah.
You can't see her.
Camera's right behind you. I just thought I...
Oh, but not the right way.
Not the right way.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
But
I just am like, whoa.
I would instruct you to pay attention to
our pictures are really good.
So somebody chime in, because I don't feel like Googling it, but I think that's his mom's maiden name. And they moved it, because she was kind of a hippie. She was kind of a free spirit.
Sure.
Which is, so I want to say they lived in Indonesia.
Yeah, I believe that they did.
For a period of time.
With his sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had something you were going to bring up a second ago, Mind. Do you remember what it is?
Nope.
Really before we went off about
Was it Blade Runner?
Nice.
No, you were going to bring up a point a second ago, and I thought, you got cut off.
I think it was really important.
Yes, I'm radioactive.
But
want to go to your notes?
I am. Thanks. But no, we're good.
I don't have notes.
No, we can go on.
Okay. I had a little bit more in Guns, Guns, Guns.
Okay.
So in Missouri, it is now.
And I appreciate you saying it correctly.
Guns, Guns, Guns.
No, Missouri. It's not Missouri. God, it's Missouri.
Just like Des Moines. Really.
Yeah, right.
Right. Illinois.
Go ahead.
So in Missouri,
yes.
There is one of the lawmakers wants to pass a bill to make it a felony for other lawmakers in their state legislature to propose gun safety legislation. This is actually happening. One of their representatives, surprisingly, this is shocking, he's a Republican. He wrote a bill that says that any member of the General Assembly who proposes a piece of legislation that further restricts the rights of an individual to bear arms, blah, 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 shall be guilty of a Class D felony. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? So if someone proposes in Missouri legislation... for gun laws, stricter gun laws, or, you know, I mean, any of the things, making background checks, you know, any kind
They're
of instantly database.
Instantly guilty of a felony.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit. Now, an interesting point that I heard online today, I won't say where, .com, is that they're saying, like, it's Republicans that are for all these guns to help defend against a tyrannical government, but then they're the ones that are for, like, the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are for, like, the military complex, the military industrial complex. Like, they're just all about more military. So you want a handgun to fight off the assault rifles and drones that you're all for building more of. Like, you're not making any sense. You can't be trying to protect yourself against the tyrannical government and then trying to give the tyrannical government more and more military power. It makes no sense.
And in that same way, this is actually happening in Arizona. The same way that none of these, so that just happened in Missouri, but none of those, that class of Republicans wants any sort of gun legislation or even more specifically, any kind of background checks or database or, you know, they don't want anyone to know who has guns and what they have.
Right, or the guy in Alabama that was, like, chasing people. He was killing dogs and parading around clearly mentally ill.
Right.
And they don't want to take his gun
exactly.
away.
Exactly. But in Arizona, I just read this today on a website called actually realitycheck.org that there's a new in the personhood fight – which, of course, personhood means that an embryo at the time of fertilization is considered a person and receives all protection of the law that a normal person would, that they want to start in Arizona. They're pushing a bill to track embryos. So we can't track gun owners,
but you can
track embryos, and the only really the only way that you can track embryos is, they're saying, anyone that's using assisted reproductive technology, which is me. So I'm using IUI to try to get pregnant. I am now going to be tracked in a system how many eggs that I have, how many become fertilized, how many I have either implanted into myself or have stored
for the future.
The future is going to be tracked. But any apeshit dickhead, and I've used this only,
a Blade Runner
who doesn't, who has access to this information, or who doesn't like the fact that I'm a same-sex parent, for example, can get a gun like that and use it against me. I mean, it's just
the one in Missouri that wanted rape women that were victims of rape if they got pregnant.
Was it legitimate?
Legitimate. That's what I was wondering.
Oh my god!
Was it by
a Blade Runner?
By a Blade Runner.
Was he Stumpy?
Yes, Stumpy. Stumpy the clown. Okay. Stumpy the clown. Famous at parties.
Apparently not too much of a stump if you got her pregnant.
Well, there you have it.
Well, it doesn't take much.
Short and fat gets it done just the way the rest of them do.
Like a cheese wheel.
Is he calling me names again?
Spin the wheel, pick a prize.
This lawmaker was saying that you have to carry the baby to term because it's evidence of the rape.
Oh my god.
What?
See, I didn't hear that. But there's also
someone who shoots out of a cannon, you're like, oh, it looks just like him. But then you're prosecuted.
It just makes no sense. But they won't pass the Violence Against Women Act.
Yes, right.
Because
but also,
House Republicans are such fucktards.
You
is
have
that
to.
All right?
You yep. have to. There. And I don't know if this
don't
is
get
in
annoyed.
Missouri.
Yes, it is.
But you have
it's,
to
that's my everyday face.
Carry the baby to term. In addition, the your rapist has can lay claim
Lorenzo
over
Wright.
The child and can
yeah,
say, no, bad. I'm not allowing you to have an abortion. Or to terminate the pregnancy, no. Because this is also my baby.
I'm not allowing.
What?
That's what I was talking
so
about a couple weeks ago. The idea that visitation rights?
Yes. Right.
All that of a sudden you have to negotiate
you
with your rapist?
Me? Right.
Oh, my God.
They can rape you and then and they wait, come back what and want visitation rights?
But then you get raped by one and then you get fucked by the courts.
Totally.
And these goddamn Republicans.
And what did George Carlin call that? He said,
oh my God,
before you got raped... Now we're getting. Now we're in unwilling sperm dispensary.
Yeah, unwilling sperm dispensary. Oh, brilliant!
That was
brilliant.
Fantastic.
Now yes. I'm gonna back up just a little bit on this because you said that you're involved. What is it you call what you're using?
Assisted reproductive technology.
But that sounds like soft language.
IUI.
It totally is.
Now,
yeah,
I heard IUI.
IUI.
And all I thought of was.
That she got pulled over
reproducing. I thought it was an 80s song. Too shy, hush, hush, IUI. That's all I got.
Nothing like a little Kaja Goo Goo Blade Running.
That's what I thought.
Oh my God. Kaja Goo Goo's behind the music is the best behind the music that ever was.
I do want to throw something different out there. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Go
I don't know what the right response is.
Bienvenue. Do we still have friends?
I don't know. Let's see.
I was
not
just trying
anymore.
To make sure. Well, just anyway, I learned something.
No, we don't.
Oh
no, Frenchies.
Bonsoir.
They're watching a Jerry Lewis movie.
Au revoir.
Bonsoir.
Au revoir. Bonsoir. I have no idea.
Go
anyway,
ahead,
snails.
Escargot.
Oh, thank you. My bad. So I learned something in the last, say, 24 hours.
Oh.
It's true. I do not. I don't want to be on Celebrity Rehab.
Oh.
I can't believe that we didn't have
this. I never heard of her, but she's
dead. Still dead.
She's dead.
How many in 2 years?
I saw her. A little tie-in with the gun laws, but.
How many in 2 years? Or is it 2 or 4 years?
Well, both parents, because the father of the baby just killed himself last year.
You're talking about Celebrity Rehab.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I read something about how many, there were so many in so many years.
The fifth.
Fifth.
This is the fifth.
Celebrity Rehab cast member to die in 2 years.
I've never seen the show, but I'm thinking,
Drew Pinsky.
Unlucky.
And Drew Pinsky is like, unlucky. Just please.
Hashtag unlucky.
Please call in if you're not
not to you.
You are the person. You're the last person I want to talk to.
He's like the Taylor Swift of rehab. You know what? After this many fuck ups, you might be the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you really might
absolutely.
Be.
What's the common denominator?
Are you giving them guns, Drew?
Right,
what's
exactly.
his name?
Drew Pinsky.
Dr. Drew. Yeah.
Wait, how have they? Do we know though how they've all died? I mean,
well, two,
is
well,
it?
I don't know.
I mean, you would assume
suicide. It was suicide
overdose.
Jeff Conaway.
Yep.
The A is important, I guess.
Who's Jeff Conaway
from Greece?
Okay. Greece.
This girl who I've never heard of, but she's just as... I couldn't find...
I don't know how you couldn't have heard of her.
I could not identify her to put my finger on her pulse, so I do apologize for this one.
Fair enough on that. But you might not have known her music, but honest to Jesus, if you pay any attention...
I don't.
To, but you watch...
I never heard the name before. Never, not even once.
No, and I get that. I'm just saying, like, she was...
Because I've watched Celebrity Rehab, because Kelly, that's Kelly's favorite show.
Like, CNN, this and that.
Oh, no, as soon as she died, I heard her name.
Because of all kinds of weird shit that had gone on in the last... 5-6 years.
Yeah. Now, I know you've got a point to this, and we're going to carry it over to hour three.
Die.
The beginning of hour three. No, we don't. Nobody wants to die.
I'm going to keep drinking because rehab clearly leads to a bad end.
Not going to rehab.
Marnie's point about death and reality television is coming back.
It'll be our drinking word next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Because it's kind of fitting.
Drew Pinsky. That's
this is the end of hour two. It's the show with Clayton McKee, Q Talk America. It is coming up on 9 o'clock right here in Central Phoenix. I don't know what the fuck time it is where you are, but I'm sure you know. If you don't, have another drink, Joan. We're coming back in just moments with the rest of Marty's story. Thoughtful Vulgarity is coming up, and I'm sure that's sure to bring a tear or some emotional discharge somewhere. It's Katie, Marnie, Al, and Clayton in the studio. We'll talk more later. Here we go.
When you're better at it.
Listening to the show on Q Talk America.